The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
It's a Catalina freaking wine mixer, okay?
Are you saying pow? What are you saying?
This is PFW in Progress.
Where did he go to medical school?
He went to Northwestern and Johns Hopkins. Is that good enough for you?
No, it's not.
Well, those are very prestigious schools.
I smoked pot with Johnny Hopkins.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Hey, listen to me, you crazy old man. You keep your liver spotted hands off my beautiful mother. She's a saint.
Paul Perillo.
You understand?
Don't go in there.
Don't touch it!
All right.
There. I was at about 6 there. You don't want to see me go to 10.
And Andy.
Suppose Nancy sees me coming out of the shower. I'm looking good. Got a luscious V of hair going from my chest pubes down to my ball fro. And she takes one look at me and she goes, oh my God, I've had the old bull. Now I want the young calf. And she grabs me by the wings.
Shut the heck up!
Andy Hart.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I really need a job. And I will take any position, as long as it doesn't involve having sex with old ladies for money.
It's a MILF convention here in Indy.
Eric Scalavino.
Long time no see. Is that your boyfriend? Is that your butt buddy? Does butt buddy have a name?
If you're referring to me as butt buddy, yes, I do have a name.
For now, anyway.
Let's play a game.
Favorite non-pornographic magazine to masturbate to?
Good Housekeeping.
If you were a chick, who's the one guy you would sleep with?
John Stamos.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
PFW in Progress.
Okay, here's a shot out of a cannon. Oprah, Barbara Walters, your wife. You gotta find one, marry one, kill one. Go.
Part of the Patriots Football Network.
I'm gonna put my nuts hat on your drum set, okay?
I swear to God.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. It's a big day here. We're gonna have one of the captains of the New England Patriots after Andy stops with his coughing fit. You have to wait for us to go on air to start that?
I had my mic off, so you didn't need to tell people.
I could hear it. Gerard Mayo will be joining us a little later in the show, pretty soon. He's meeting with the rest of the media today, and I guess we'll get the leftovers, but that's all right.
No, we get him one-on-one. Live, right. We get him live, just us.
We get him one-on-one, so Gerard Mayo will be joining us.
Fred told me to be polite.
Any moment now, as soon as PR walks him down the hallway to us. In the meantime, we're talking Patriots as we do every Tuesday and Thursday in the offseason from 12 to 2 Eastern here on Patriots.com radio. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Web radio at Patriots.com is the email address. So, Andy, I'm here with Andy. Eric will be here later. Paul is on holiday down in Florida.
Yes.
But still tweeting this
morning. Tweeting from the pool, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. What's going on? Anything good?
Teddy Bruschi ran the marathon.
Yeah, and finished.
You know what I thought was really impressive that I don't think I could do? Is he ran with and finished with his wife. There's little chance that they both run the same way.
Yeah.
And I think that is so hard. 5 hours and change it took him to stay with the other person, whether you're slower
right.
or faster.
Yeah.
I think that's hard.
I think she's in pretty good shape, though.
I'm sure she is. Yeah. But
he beat him by 2 seconds.
But I think it's unlikely that, and I think that would be really hard to do for that long, because you either want to slow down and you're trying to keep up with that person, or you want to take off and finish sooner.
And 5 hours and change is very respectable.
Sure. Well, I don't care. 20. If you finish, I respect it.
Well, no.
I do.
Some of these people, they
you could do better.
No, like 10 hours later, they're crawling. That's... Anyone can do that.
I don't know
really.
If you could, because you'd give up.
No, you just
you'd
walk.
Up. You'd give up.
You just walk like they do.
Still 26 miles.
I could do
it. You haven't walked 26 miles in your life, caddy.
Most people could do that. You know.
I respect it if you finish. Yeah. I certainly respect it if you run the whole way and don't walk or whatever.
Oh, sure.
Especially in the 87-degree heat and all that. He's had a pretty good post-football career accomplishments.
Yeah, climbing mountains.
Kilimanjaro and running marathons.
Sure.
Pretty impressive.
Yep. So Wes Welker, not here.
No es aquí. No es más.
These are voluntary workouts. These aren't
In quotes.
Yeah. These aren't stuff that you have to go to. So you can't.
Well,
you can't,
if you want to be on the team and play, you
no,
should be
No, but
here.
Technically, this is not part of a holdout.
No.
Yeah.
Well, he's technically not under contract with the New England Patriots,
right,
so how could he hold out?
Right.
and he couldn't be here unless he signed the tender. And as of last week, he had said.
Now, did I hear, though, that that's not true?
Well, I think you have to sign something.
You have to sign a waiver.
Yeah.
Right.
But he's not going to be here unless he wants to be here.
Right.
It's all part of negotiation. I don't care. I really, especially him. I mean, do you think he's not going to be quick? You're going to go, oh, my God, he missed the first week of.
And, you know, compared to the last few weeks, you can tell NFL news is slow because people were making a big deal out of Vince Wilfork, who had a speaker series at the Hall. When was it, last weekend or Thursday or something?
This week, yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, he said that they asked him what would one thing you'd be changed and, you know, change the rules to protect the wimpy quarterbacks. It's really not a big deal. It's just an off-the-cuff remark, kind of joking around.
Right.
But, of course, you know, people have to make a big deal about that. And
not the person who wrote it, by the way. If you read the first article, Karen.
She was just saying what he said.
She wrote it, and then she wrote. And Wilfork was full of punchlines, so it was hard to tell what was serious and what wasn't throughout the night.
Right.
And I think she was saying, so that was kind of a joke. Take it, but it kind of blew up on Pro Football Talk.
And, you know, it's like we're in the middle of a culture change in the NFL, and it takes time. And, you know, a lot of people, they don't like change. And I think if you pretty much ask any defensive player, especially in the front seven, that's the, you know, that's what they complain about these days. And it's not a big deal. It's not newsworthy, certainly.
The bigger news, if you actually read his quote, was he didn't do a very good job explaining himself because he said, you know, it's okay for somebody to stand me up and then dive at me. No, it isn't. That's called a drop block. It's illegal.
Right.
That's not okay. They banned that.
That's
not, and they would get fined as well as a penalty on the field.
Yeah.
So he may have an argument, and I'm kind of with him at times. I think it's hard to be a defensive lineman in terms of doing your job and not being – you know, flagged, but he didn't explain it very well when he chose to explain
it. It goes along the lines of employee grumblings. You know, a lot of times employees grumble about certain things that are just a way of life and it's not going to change, but they complain about it anyway.
And it not being fair that someone else is treated well, that's the way it works.
Right.
If you could throw the ball and be the poster boy for the league, you'd be over there being protected, but you're not.
Right.
You're still making a pretty good living at $42 million or whatever your contract was.
So, I mean, other than that, there's not really much going on with the Patriots right now.
Chad Ochocinco, or Chad Johnson, I'm not sure which it is now. It still says Ochocinco on his Twitter, but
yeah.
He's Ochocinco until July 4th.
Oh, July 4th now?
I thought he said Monday last week.
Well, maybe that's when he had to file the papers. I don't know. But 4th of July is his Independence Day from Ochocinco.
Okay, so he'll be Chad Johnson again. But he has been very active tweeting. He's in Foxborough, apparently. I don't know if he's here working out or not, but very confident, very... You know, he tweeted, Dad, the NFL commission, said, you're going to have to deal with me a lot this year, but not in a bad way, and he's going to make up for all the stuff he missed. I mean, he sounds like he's planning on coming out and putting on a show.
I mean, at some point, we got to look at that stable of wide receivers, which will probably be added to once the draft is over, and say, who's going to make it, who's not, because they all can't.
Well, they
They're
all
NFL, you know, caliber receivers, but they all can't make it.
Are they?
Well, who's not?
Well, I would argue that based on recent history,
Hernandez,
Gonzalez, Dante Stallworth.
Stallworth is? He had production last year in the NFL.
Did
sure.
he? Against anyone not named Patriots? No, that was a serious question. That was. Can you get his stats, Matt? Get his stats from last year and then subtract everything that came against the Patriots.
Well,
but, I mean, I think you could argue that Gonzalez, Stallworth, and Ochocinco were not NFL-caliber receivers a year ago.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, Ochocinco, it could be a numbers game, if nothing else.
But my question is bigger than that is, does he believe this, and does he feel it, or is it like a false bravado?
Right.
Gotta talk myself up because I can't play
the
myself.
The closer
up.
He gets to having to really do it, the less confident he will be.
Yes, that's that. Because he did not look like a confident man last year at all. On the field, on practice, anything. I wonder if this is real. Comfort, you know, a positive Patriot fan could say, oh, he's comfortable now. He gets it. So now he's ready to show what he can do. What do you got? So, remember, subtract the Patriot stuff.
Well, I'm just going to. Last season, he had 22 receptions for 309 yards, two touchdowns. Against New England, he had four receptions for 96 yards.
So a third of his yards, or almost a third, between a third and a quarter of his yards came against the Patriots.
Well, he had more production than Chad Ochocinco.
Not by much. By about seven you know, if had Ochocinco played the Patriots, they probably would have been the same.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
True.
It's a decent core of receivers this year. And even if Ochocinco thinks he got it, he may not make the team.
No question.
You know? So it's going to be tough to break this roster. And you would assume with all the wide receivers in the draft, I was just going over that in my draft guide from our lads – There's a ton of wide receivers who, you know, have at least average grades, which isn't always the case. I mean, there's a lot over that, you know, they do it on the 10.0 scale, over that 5.0 grade.
There's a lot of talent in this draft. I don't think – I'm a little suspect of some of the quote-unquote elite talent. I'm a little dubious of Michael Floyd, who now could be a top 10 pick. I think Blackman's going to be a good player, maybe not great.
I think Floyd will be good, too.
Yeah, I have some doubts about him.
Okay.
I'm not totally sold on him. I'm obviously not totally sold on Stephen Hill. No one could be. You're drafting him as a projection. Reuben Randall. I think some of the guys that could go in the first round or right there could be busts. But then guys in the second, third, fourth.
I think throughout the draft you're going to see a sprinkle of wide receivers in every round.
You could see Pro Bowl talents in the third round somewhere in there.
That's so, what I'm not even
thinking draft.
I'm not even really I'm just thinking the quantity of wide receivers taken that will be in camps this year from the draft. It's going to be large.
Draft scout, NFL draft scout, I believe, has 39 players they expect to be drafted at receiver, which a lot. I mean, what are 260 picks?
That's over 10%.
Yeah, it's closer to 20%.
Yeah,
so interesting.
Eric's here.
Hey, Freddie.
How you doing?
I thought you'd bring him with you.
You got a sunburn.
A little
fierce,
bit.
Huh?
Depends what side you look at him from.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit two-faced.
What'd you do?
I was just outside, you know.
But only, you know.
Facing one way.
Doing yard
he
work?
He passed out on the ground. And just...
I went down in Narragansett for a little bit.
Did you?
Checked it out.
Go to Dante's house?
No.
No?
But it was the traffic coming back. I guess it was a bad
yesterday,
accident.
I would imagine. Yeah.
Yeah. So, it was, you know, it was around here in Massachusetts, it's also high school break or school break.
School break. Yeah, in Rhode Island, too.
So the kids had the week off, so the place was packed.
So how
did you drill for oil?
No.
How come just one side there, though?
I don't know. I just.
What were you doing?
I think actually I didn't put the sunscreen on correctly.
That is apparent. Because you look ridiculous.
Anyway. So what's going on? You just came from Gerard's little meeting?
No. Can you? No, I did not.
Oh, you didn't?
I came from the gathering of media who are still waiting for Gerard to show up.
Oh, so he hasn't shown up yet?
No. God, no.
Typical Friday prima donna.
Yep.
Every Friday. Was it Fridays?
For him? Day? I think it was.
Whatever day it was, we always had to, they would actually extend locker room. It was scheduled to end at 12:15. At 12:40, you're still waiting for superstar Gerard Mayo.
Yeah.
So we'll ask him, why were you late?
And can you call him Gerard?
Instead of Rodney?
Well, you just called
or
him
OJ?
Gerard. You just called him Gerard. You put an R. It's Gerard. R-O-D.
All right. Yeah. I didn't say Gerard.
You did.
I said Gerard.
Maybe your fat cheeks got in the way, but that's what it sounded like.
Oh, look at him.
Yeah. Look at him.
Jeez.
Unbelievable.
The thing I don't understand, and we should bring this up with PR, is... why don't they just schedule these things for when the player's day is done?
Well, I think they try to do.
Well, no, they don't, though, because Mayo has said before he's here. Somebody asked him the other day, when are you normally at the office? And he said, 9 to 1 usually. Okay. So 1 o'clock, schedule your media stuff.
Brilliant! Brilliant!
I mean, they schedule team meetings, right? You can't just show up 45 minutes late to those, I'm guessing, without getting in trouble.
I'm guessing.
Practice starts at a certain time. You can't show up late to that. Well, this is just like any other part of the day. Well, it should be.
Yeah, but we don't have Bill Belichick standing behind us saying, if you're late to this, you're fired.
So when they're done with all that stuff, that's when they should schedule the media stuff in the off season.
Why don't you go bark to PR?
Oh, I will.
Well, I agree.
If they
with
show
that.
Up.
I mean, why not do it when the guy's done with his day?
Exactly.
Although they probably think that then he's going to want to get out of here. If they
but
do it in the middle,
part of
then
the
he
commitment.
Can't leave.
That's part of the commitment for the day.
They
need a stronger fist ruling that department.
Well, yeah, sure. Ain't happening.
They do, but the fist says he doesn't want him to do it either. That's the problem.
No, that fist isn't
there's
very
no
strong.
There's no encouragement to do media stuff.
Which fists are they talking about?
You know, a lot of times we get by the fist.
Yeah, that's true. Again,
web radio.
Time when we need cameras to be
fisting.
Operational.
Web
Talk
radio
of the day here at Patriots.com.
Okay, so
radio.
Now we had to see. He
yeah,
just
he
can't
has
leave
just,
it.
Right, yeah.
You made the gesture.
It.
You actually made the gesture.
People get what we're talking about. You don't
you
need
don't
to
have
tell
to
them.
Do that.
It's draft related. Remember that guy from, was it Arizona State or Arizona that got
what?
In trouble? Oh, yeah.
Really?
Guy got kicked off the team for said infraction.
Oh, you're kidding me.
No.
Wow.
Look it up on the internet.
With a teammate?
Bet you. No. With a girl, I believe.
Well, that's his business.
Or her business.
Yeah.
It's certainly her business. She got the business end. It was a scandal. I'm sure strippers could find it on the dirty.
How long ago?
4 to 5 years in recent memory.
So they thought he might knuckle under the pressure. Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address. 508-298-0398 is the ace ticket hotline.
He denied it. He said they fingered the wrong guy.
Oh.
She would have been happy to get just the finger.
Eric, you got any...
he rules with a strong
got any
fist.
News for us? We talked about Wes Welker. Mark, we talked about here. Vince Wilfork. We talked a little bit about...
What? Schedule coming out.
Dan Copen.
We didn't talk about that.
Dan Copen being signed.
You know what? Good. We didn't mention that. Dan Copen is back with the Patriots.
Yes.
Are you surprised?
Yes.
Yes.
Really?
Well, yeah. A little bit.
I think it became clear that he wanted to be here.
Yeah.
That's what we said. The only way he'd be back is if he just said, you know what, a couple more years, I want to be in New England, my home, my family.
Yeah.
Within.
Some people were speculating in the media that this two-year deal that he signed is a lot like the Matt Light two-year deal, which is, in effect, a one-year deal.
Yeah.
So it's front-loaded?
So,
I actually
yeah.
didn't see the numbers. What?
Forgot off the top of my head. I blogged about it, though, the other day.
Does this change anything for Dan Connolly?
I don't remember if I blogged the numbers part of it.
Does Copen become now the starting center again and Connolly's your swing guy?
It depends what the status is, I would say, at the other two positions.
I would imagine
Copen's a center.
Yeah. Copen's not moving.
Right.
But I would.
I'm not sold that Dan Copen is that much better or better than Dan Connolly. I don't think there's a huge drop off there.
But here's the thing.
So if Waters and Mankins
Brady
well,
come
that's
back,
the, well, that's
oh,
the
well,
thing.
We know that.
If Waters decides to retire, which
right.
he still hasn't
well,
made
then
up his
you got
to
have Connolly.
And if Mankins
there.
Isn't ready to go for the start,
yep.
now you have two guard positions that need filling. I would imagine Gallery would take one of them.
Right.
And
Connolly
would probably
the
take the other one.
Put Copen
yeah.
in the middle.
Copen is not playing guard, I don't
No.
And if and once he starts there, I don't see him moving either because I don't think his play is going to be that dramatic, fall off that dramatically from before his injury that, you know, there's going to be a need to replace him at center.
But right. that'll shake it. I mean, somebody will get hurt or, you know, whoever comes back, you know, Mankins comes back.
Mm.
So Connolly goes to the bench, say, then something else will happen. Whoever's, you know, Gallery or
Connolly
Waters
will start games.
Hurt. Oh, yeah.
I just don't know exactly where at this point.
There's probably a good chance he'll start games at multiple positions.
Yeah. As he's done throughout his career, and that's probably where he's best suited at this
right.
point.
Well, right now, that's where his value is. If Copen's back, I think his value is that
right.
guy.
Yeah,
that
if Copen
anything.
Didn't resign, I would right. say Dan Connolly's your starting center right. going into 2012.
Right.
But now this changes things.
You know, if they're about the same at that center position and Brady likes Copen better, you might as well have Copen play and have Connolly, you know, do what he's been doing. You did mention, Andy, the schedule comes out at
yep.
7 o'clock today. We won't be able to leak it, so don't think, you know, get on us if we don't. We
can't. Playing the Jets.
Yep.
At home and on the road.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Dolphins, too.
So that'll be coming in around 7, and as soon as it does, you or both of you will have some analysis. On
I'll do my win-loss, win-loss, win-win-win-win,
right.
loss.
How you think
necessarily that,
things are right. going to turn out.
Now, do you expect, fans have been asking, speculating that, Brady Manning could be a big opening weekend game.
Nope.
Do you think it'll be that or no?
No, it'll be sweeps week in
that's what I think.
November. It'll be the game after the bye week is my prediction, which
yeah,
falls in November.
I don't know why you waste a big game. Everybody's going to watch opening weekend because it's opening weekend.
Yes.
Right.
You want that big game on some jag day in October,
yep.
November. Yeah. When
here's the thing. My thinking of it is this. When Manning was with the Colts, traditionally they played each other Week 9 or 10,
like November,
which was November,
7th or something.
Early to mid-November, whether it was here or in Indianapolis. Manning's with Denver now. That game just move Indianapolis and put Denver in that spot, and it falls conveniently the week after the bye when they come back from London. So
primetime game?
NBC, yeah.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
We're speculating, because they have to play at home the week before London, right?
Yes.
Then they have London.
Then they have London.
Then
they
have
the week off.
Then they have Manning. We just predicted a fourth of the schedule.
Me.
We're done. A quarter
Sandwich.
Done.
Cut that meat.
And you know the end of the season are a lot of the East games.
So, last two games will right. be AFC East games.
Right.
Although it wasn't Jets last year. I bet you Jets are in
Jets
that
is
this
one
year.
Of those this year. I think Jets is the last game of the year.
I think so.
I also think they open at Baltimore Monday night, 7 o'clock.
Ooh.
Okay.
AFC East title game
no,
rematch.
No, no, wait.
AFC title game rematch.
Oh, yeah, okay. They already, didn't they already announce the season opener? Did they already announce that?
The Giants Cowboys is going to be a Wednesday night.
Right, because of Obama.
Got to move it because of Obama.
But that the point is that would have been a Thursday night, but that's the first game
of the
season.
That's the first game of the season.
Yes. And it's always the Super Bowl champion.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. So that'll be coming out at 7, and NFL Network is having a big special now. Now they make it into a whole TV show.
Well, ESPN's doing 3 hours.
Yeah.
What?
Ridiculous.
3 hours.
Only the NFL can turn New Jersey's into a show and a schedule into a show. 3 hour show.
The draft.
You watch a full game.
The draft.
Or us
the schedule,
talk about games.
The jerseys. Yeah.
Stupid.
And we've announced our draft radio schedule for
draft
weekend.
Which is?
So we'll do the entire first round.
We'd like to know.
I think Thursday night we'll come on at 8 o'clock. We'll do the whole first round.
Yep.
Wire to wire.
Okay.
Friday we'll start at 7, I believe, and go for 3 hours.
And what time does the draft start on Friday? Does it
start
at 7?
Yep.
Okay.
And then on...
For how many hours? 3?
Yeah.
7 to 10?
And then on Saturday we'll start at noon and go for a couple hours.
Yeah, because hopefully they'll be done by, like, you know, 1 o'clock.
On
with
when?
Picking, as far as picking.
Oh, yeah, well, you got to stick around anyway.
Yeah.
You never know. You could trade in there.
No, let's hope not.
You can't.
Why
get
not?
It done.
Worthless picks. I mean, who cares about these late-round picks?
Yeah, they're going to trade a player.
Once every 50 years, you get a Tom Brady in the sixth round, but that's not going
to
happen.
That's why we signed all these Jags, to trade them for sixth-round picks.
Bobby
Carpenter for
a
six.
Could happen. Could happen.
Ugh. So you can draft another guy who's going to be a bottom feeder roster player.
And yesterday was Bill Belichick's birthday. I'm sure you celebrated.
I saw that. He was 60 years old.
Yep.
And bam, I got it.
I posed the question on Twitter, who looks older, Paul Perillo at 40-ish or Bill Belichick?
No doubt, Paul.
I agree. I don't even think there's much of a debate. It's not a good talk radio topic.
Yeah. And he got mad at you for doing that?
A little bit.
Yeah.
And then some people, now, you never know when people reply, if they're giving you what you want, somebody goes, he's only 40? Now, I don't know if they're playing it up because they know he's, or if they legitimately were like, holy crap, he's only 40. But he's on vacation, he needs it.
No, there's a lot of people that think he's older than I am.
Yes, because he looks it. He does.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Paul.
I think he would even admit it.
You just got to be who you are. You look old, Paul. It is what it is.
I just want him to pitch to me so I can just whack it out of the park.
Oh, boy.
Ask them boys, pin. Whack it.
Well, when's the last time he's pitched? Like 20 years ago?
When's the last time you hit?
I can
That's
hit.
Another...
I could hit.
And when
Wait,
he
how
pitched...
can you? How can you still hit and he can't still pitch?
Because I still have the hand-eye coordination.
How can you? How do you know he doesn't still have the arm?
He doesn't. Come on.
But the bigger issue is when you
Although,
hit,
I, you know, I should
sucked.
Say that because he's incredibly nimble for a man of his, I mean, the fact that he was able to lift his leg over his head probably means the shoulders are probably limber too. So maybe he can still throw it, you know?
Does he, who was the pitcher used to be with the Marlins who used to get his knee all the way up like to his head?
Dontrell Willis?
Dontrell Willis. Yeah. Is Paul when he pitched.
Yeah.
Paul's like Dontrell Willis on the mound there.
I don't think he smelled his feet while he was doing it, though. Paul was, with no coaxing at all, he had that leg up. That was something.
Oh, he had plenty of coax that day.
Wow,
it's true, every day.
All right, webradio at patriots.com, 508-298-0398. If you didn't, if you weren't with us when we started, Gerard Mayo will be joining us.
Maybe.
Don't make any promises, Fred.
Because if he starts his media time at 1, he might not be here.
No, but he'll be here eventually.
But what if it's after two?
One of the members of the PR
staff. Now we're
holding
up the show, just waiting for
said
him.
Said to our friend Aaron, when do you expect Gerard? He said, 11. He said 11. He's coming here at 11. And, 12:05, I left the media workroom to come to the radio show because it was
so naive. It's endearing the way he works.
You would think at this point he'd have learned.
I mean,
but
yeah.
He's trying.
He is.
Very
trying.
Let's go to some of the emails. James in Brisbane writes in. He has a question for Gerard, which we will save for when he gets here. But he says,
if he gets here.
I think I have proof I'm an NFL tragic case. I'm incredibly excited about the schedule being released later on. It will be good to find out what days I need to get off work for the Patriots and how many all-nighters I'll get to pull with the pregame social.
Well, let me just interrupt you there real quick. I think we're all excited for the schedule to come out. We just don't think it warrants 2 to 3 hours of programming.
Press release.
Yeah.
It's a paper.
Like it used to do, you know.
Right.
The AP wire.
Anyway, I thought I'd give you a pull on the answers out of your ass game. Oh, okay. Pull out the answers out of your ass game, guessing some of the schedule parts. So without any knowledge, guess the answers to these questions.
All right.
Well, we already started a little bit. Who do you think we play in week one? Eric thinks Baltimore.
Mm-hmm. Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
First half of the doubleheader.
I'm going to say Miami.
Here or there?
There.
Just like last year.
Yep.
I'm going to say Jets. We start and end the season with the Jets.
Start okay. and end. Bookend with the Jets? Okay.
When is the first primetime game?
Week one, according to my prediction.
You think week one?
Yeah.
I don't.
I don't either.
Yeah. I think it'll...
We opened up on Monday night last year, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Was it the early one?
At Miami. Yeah. 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we won't have that again.
Yeah. So I'd say probably maybe week three or four, something like that.
Sure.
Sometime in September. Pats Broncos on CBS, NBC, or ESPN?
WNBC.
Yeah, NBC.
So Sunday night game.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do we get the Bills in prime time this year?
I'm holding out hope that we get the trip to Toronto as well. And if that's the case, then...
He just does it for the travel.
Yes. I mean, that's the most fun part of these games.
Really?
It's going places.
Oh. Yeah, Monday night.
So, yeah, I'll say yeah. Okay. We get a primetime Bills.
All right. And are any games going to be on NFL Network for the Patriots?
Yes, one.
One?
The Jaguars game. It'll be in December. It'll be a Thursday night game.
Oh, okay.
Do you know something?
He asked us to guess. That's
Mr. I'm never definitive. The Jaguars game. It'll be in December.
He's been really looking over these opponents, though, to see, you know, where he can go.
It's part of the problem with this game. I don't know who we're playing.
Are you getting new luggage for this season, Eric, or anything like
that? Well, I don't know if our sponsor, Samsonite, would actually deliver the luggage we ordered.
That's now true. He's taking shots at sponsors.
Keep
Paul
up,
leaves, and he turns into an a-hole.
Keep up the great sponsors shows. You're all doing your roles as well as they have ever been done in the history of the show, says James.
Shut up, Jimmy.
You must not be listening today.
We are struggling. You can tell we don't deal well with change.
Struggling.
We were supposed to have Gerard Mayo top of the show.
Well, that's now not our doing.
Spinning our... Yeah, well, but... We could have been ready to have a better open. Fred and I were just spinning our tires.
Really?
Not really. I mean, we had to go over the business of the day and what was going on.
Yeah, we don't react well.
No. Let's see. Another James writes in.
He says, from Brisbane.
No. He says, listening to you all day at work, my question, could the Patriots take Harrison Smith in the first round with the 31st pick, or is that too much of a reach?
Yeah.
Also,
reach.
What are your general impressions of the young safety? Seems like a solid player with playmaking ability.
I would take him in the second round.
Yeah, I don't care for him.
I think he's got, obviously he has excellent speed. He's big, bigger than a lot of the players at that position. I'm intrigued by it, but I don't want to spend a first-round pick on him.
Okay. Dan from England. Hey, guys, and Chaz. Unfortunately, I've got to call out Grandpa Draft. A month ago, you guys read my email suggesting that our high quality of free agent signings could be to replace lower round draft picks. Paul said he found this interesting. So you can imagine my surprise when I hear the same theory discussed last week, described again and again as Paul's theory.
Oh.
Since Andy got called out about his Mrs. Draft thing last week, I thought it was only fair to give Paul the same treatment. Thanks for all the great work, but let's try and keep it original. Wow, Paul taking credit for somebody else's idea.
I gave Paul credit because, I don't know, he didn't shoot me down when I did.
Listeners have to know that as soon as we agree with you, it becomes our idea. Okay? So that's just the way it works. All right?
Who was that? Dan's idea.
Dan in England.
I don't care for the idea. I mean, the idea is fine that he had it, but no competition. Ooh, I'm Bobby Carpenter. I'm playing in the fourth quarter.
I don't know where you come in this fourth quarter preseason stuff.
That's where the bottom of your roster plays.
Yeah, but I think that he will probably get some reps earlier.
He may. But you hold out hope that Bobby Carpenter is going to be like this savior.
No, I don't.
You do. You think he's going to be more than he's been for 6 years in the NFL.
I think on this team he won't ask to be as much as he was on other teams, and I think that could benefit him and the Patriots.
I'm going to have a long-winded Fred joke here. Bobby Carpenter's NFL resume includes... what you saved by not buying alpacas. 3 sacks. Oh. He's not cut their nuts off. See what I did there?
That was a long way to grandma's house, and it wasn't funny. I learned it to top it.
I said it was a Fred joke. That's what a Fred joke is, long and not funny.
Let's see. The Fox in New Mexico writes in. He's fascinated by our mock draft selection of Janoris Jenkins at 27. And last off season, you didn't find credibility and concerns about Bodden or necessity for the Pats to draft a corner. Stepping back from McCourty and looking at the unit as a whole, what makes you feel worse about the corners than you did going into last season?
McCourty's taking a step back and Bodden not being on the roster.
Right.
I mean, last year I thought those two guys were your starters.
If you knew what now, what you knew then, you would be saying you need a corner.
And they took a corner last year, too, with Dowling, with almost a first-round pick.
And the production they got out of those corners
he says
all of last
with more
year.
Kyle Arrington, I've been trying to replace for 3 years. He's a nice player, but is he a starting NFL corner?
Well, Bryant says, with more Dowling and Arrington, I see a competitive pool of young talent. Who am I wrong about here? Would Jenkins push everyone down on the depth chart? Would someone be cut? Or would they move someone to safety? My personal desires are to draft a good cover safety and some interior offensive linemen.
Good cover safeties barely exist. They're worth their weight in gold. And number two is Janoris Jenkins would become the best cover man on this roster.
Yeah,
I'm not saying he's going to work out because, you know, trouble could trump talent or vice versa, but cover, just pure cover guy, he's way better than any of those guys.
Did you have something to say, Matt?
I don't know, I was just readjusting, like, but Jake, I think I'm 100%.
Was that English?
Just adjusting is something.
What did he say?
The mic.
The mic.
I'm just testing.
I'm 100% with Andy on Jenkins, though. I think that if you bring him in, he's the best cover guy on this team. And I think that, you know, look at some of the guys we had starting last year. We had Antoine Molden starting games last year. So how can people not be concerned about the corner position?
And Sterling Moore was a nice story down the stretch. He was your best corner. I agree. I thought he was solid. But are we sure that Sterling Moore is a star? Are we going to start like Arrington and Moore? We'll have the all-Jag secondary or whatever?
Right.
I mean, I have concerns about that. Janoris Jenkins can play.
70%.
Another Fred joke. The only thing he doesn't cover is the end of his schlong. Ho!
Quick over-under.
He has a lot of kids.
Quick over-under.
Again, you don't need to explain.
Quick over-under. 70%. The percentage of chance that the Patriots draft Michael Irvin.
Under.
Okay.
Is this a trick question?
No.
Well, there's zero chance of drafting a Hall of Famer, so I have no idea what he's talking about.
Oh, wait. Who am I thinking of?
Bruce Irvin?
Bruce Irvin.
That's... Jesus. I'm going to say under.
Under?
Yeah.
Okay.
70?
Yeah.
That's a huge...
That's pretty high.
Okay. I think they could have interest and could take him, but 70% chance on a guy that's a second, third-round pick?
That's where they would take him.
No, I know, but there's 31 other teams that could take him. So to say it's a 70% chance is hard.
Okay.
You said that so definitively. Chances that they take Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin. You know, I'm thinking of the other Michael
Brockers?
Ingram.
Oh, Ingram.
Michael Ingram, Michael Irvin, Bruce Irvin.
Let's stick to guys
Michael
in this
Brockers.
Year's draft.
Anthony from Toronto. Hey, guys, haven't emailed in a while, probably since February 4th. As you guys know, it's the schedule release tonight, and I need your guys' help. I'm going to go down to a Patriots game this year, and I looked at the home schedule, and three teams interested me especially, the 49ers, Broncos, and Jets. I'm leaning toward the 49ers game because it will most likely be a primetime game and Randy Moss's second return to Foxborough. We only face them once every 4 years. You're right there? The Broncos game is enticing because of one obvious reason, Brady versus Manning. And the last game is the Jets game, and I don't need that to be built up. So tell me what do you guys think?
Jets.
You might even get a game in Toronto, if my prediction holds
true.
I
think he wants to come.
I know.
No, he wants to come
I
here.
Know.
I think you can't lose either on any of them.
Oh, I think you can lose huge. I think
the
49ers can fall off the map.
Yeah.
I think if Peyton Manning doesn't play, you have no interest in the Broncos. So I'd go Jets because Patriots-Jets will
be
always
intriguing
be
intriguing no matter what.
I guess you're right there. I mean, there is a chance of 40. And even if they play, it could be like a 10-3 game.
Yeah.
Alex Smith could suck this year.
Yeah, that's true. The Broncos game, you're right. You know, we're assuming Manning would play, and that would make it a big game. But if he doesn't, then that falls
one
off
of our, one
so
of our
the
astute,
Jets is you can't miss game.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. One of our astute Twitter followers says, breaking news, the Patriots schedule must have been leaked early, since @MeDNA already has them going 16-0.
Well, yeah. Again, you know, we've known the opponents since last year, pretty much. So.
Yeah.
You know,
but in the NFL, scheduling matters.
It does. Who you're
when,
playing
where,
against.
When, where, stretches, buys, all kinds of things matter.
That's true.
There's value in that. I don't think a team would necessarily have the same record against the same 16-game opponents with various permutations of the schedule.
Sure. Like the year that we had three road games in December, or was it three home games in December? I mean, that makes a difference. At that time of year, depends who the opponents are, if you're fighting for a playoff spot or not. I mean, those things matter, where those things fall. Yep. You know, do you have a Thursday night game? Do you have how many Monday night or you know, primetime games you have? It matters.
For every short week, there's a long time.
All right.
Not necessarily.
We got a lot of emails coming in. A lot of them have to do with the schedule, some draft. We'll get to that. And don't forget, Gerard Mayo will be coming up on the show a little
talk
later.
To the media, though.
As soon as he's done with the media. We'll have all that right after this.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
What would make your business better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a business checking account, better banking is a package of business solutions with preferred rates and better resources, along with customizable options designed to fit your business perfectly. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. Let us show you how dedicated we can be to your business. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Gentlemen, there's nothing special about tonight. Tonight's underrated. Tonight is free of expectations. Tonight you can't be disappointed. It's just another night. That's why tonight could be the greatest night of your lives. It's on nights like tonight when you take a sip of that ice-cold Budweiser and jump on stage. It's when you stay up until the sun comes up. It's when you end up at a party when you don't know a single person is carrying you on their shoulders. Gentlemen, you were conceived on a night like tonight. So crack open a crisp, cold Budweiser. Put on your Saturday night outfit and make tonight the greatest night of your life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds.
Please drink responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
From the photos, Yanny was telling me about.
No. Unlike the rest of the world, I didn't clamor to go see
Brett Favre's junk when it was available online. I still have not seen his junk, just like I haven't seen Greg Oden's. I don't seek out male penises.
See?
Unlike some men in this world.
Couldn't agree with him more. I've never seen one of those photos.
But I like breasts. But they said Jen Sterger photos available, see why Favre was after her online. I'd be dialing it up tonight.
I have done that.
I like breasts. I'm passionate about breasts.
I think that's really funny, though. Why would you ever do like a Google search on Greg Oden's junk?
Right.
Did you see Brett Favre's?
Yes.
Did you see Brandon Spikes?
Yes.
I don't get that. I don't know why you would want to see that.
Just watching it.
That's another great moment from PFW in Progress.
All right, back here in PFW in Progress. Andy's here, Eric's here, I'm here. Matt's in the booth. Kevin's lurking around. Kind of in the booth. Yeah, he's in the booth.
Standing there eating, doing nothing, as usual.
Yep.
Gerard Mayo not here.
Gerard Mayo is not here yet, but he will be here eventually.
Yeah, I'm seeing tweets now from people, so he must be entertaining their questions right now.
So I'd say another 10, 15 minutes maybe.
If we're lucky.
So, all right. Let's go back to some of the emails at webradio@patriots.com. The phone number is 508-298-0398. Here at Gillette Stadium. School vacation week here in Massachusetts, so a lot of people have it off. They take it off when their kids have it off so they can do something.
Great thing about this show, you can get it as a podcast later.
Right. Cole from Waterloo writes, and since the schedule comes out tonight, I just had a quick question on the best time for the Patriots-Broncos matchup this year. It would be nice to see Brady play Manning, and if we play them in the first game of the year, we're virtually assured to see that. I'm not convinced that one hard hit wouldn't sideline Manning, so any game after the first is the NFL rolling the dice on Manning's health. Although if we played him later in the year, we would know for sure if he can make all the throws a quarterback needs to make. Later in the year might be better for the Patriots, but not as good for the NFL. Well, that's a good point. So that's why I think if there's going to be Bronco primetime games, they'll probably do it later in the year because then they can flex out of them.
Probably.
If they have to.
Mm-hmm.
If they do a mid or early, then they can't flex out.
Right.
And so, just by all reports, I don't know anything about it, you know, myself, obviously, but by all reports, his health is not going to be affected by hits. That is all healed, and it's purely a nerve thing and the regeneration and the arm strength and all that.
Well, he could get hurt by a hit,
but it
won't necessarily be
so
that injury.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, then that goes for any quarterback then.
Right. So I just wanted to clarify that I know people kind of on the surface, you think, oh, he's had this five neck surgeries, he's damaged goods. But they seem pretty confident that the contact, the neck, the injury, he had a cadaver, all that stuff. The issue is the nerves, the nerve regeneration. And everybody is saying he's throwing fine, so you should assume that he's going to be the quarterback of the Broncos.
Okay. Shamir from Ottawa writes in, I recently purchased an iPad, and one of the first apps I downloaded was Patriots Football Daily. I'm wondering,
these people, when they say the first thing, do you still get a free trial?
Yeah.
Oh. So it doesn't necessarily mean they bought it.
No. I'm wondering if you subscribe to the paper through iTunes, if that also gives you access to the full archive on the PFW website and also yearbooks in the mail. No, it doesn't. You have to do it the other way around. If you subscribe, you know, and pay the full price, and you get everything, including the iPad app. But if you just get the iPad app, you still get archives to PFW. You'll get all PFW versions of Patriots Football Weekly, but not past issues, just the ones that you subscribe to.
But if you subscribe to the paper,
you get access
to the archives?
You get access to the archives. You get the iPad app and yearbook and... So,
if you have that access, I would go back to 2003 after they lose to the Redskins and read my point counterpoint. It's probably the greatest thing I've ever written when I said they should start preparing for the draft and teams with that many injuries never win games and blah, 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 blah. And they went on to win 21 straight games after that day.
Mark from Cheddar, currently in Cheddar. He's not on holiday anymore.
Tahoe anymore?
Nope. Says, quick question, who does the write-ups for the draft prospects in the last issue of Patriots Football Weekly? I need to know who wrote up which ones so I know when to ignore Eric's opinion.
No. That is provided to us through NFLDraftScout.com, our friend in the business.
The real NFL Draft Scout, not the phony one on
Twitter.
Yeah,
not that guy who pretends and thought Brian Hoyer was going to be a starter, and yet no one called Brian Hoyer when he was a free agent. Not that guy.
So, yes. And Rob Rang is one of their big-time contributors, writers. I don't know exactly who writes what for them, but NFL Draft Scout, in my opinion, the best that there is in terms of pre-draft information, in terms of digging deep. I think Kuiper is the best in his own entertaining way.
I saw you with your Mel Kuiper guide today. That must have just
come
in
the
mail.
Yes, came in today, so I'm going to have to start looking through that. I read some of the guys I like, you know, Turbin. Funny how you and I both went to, you got your Our Lads, I got my Kuiper, and we both go to Turbin to see what he has to say about
right.
him.
How's your Our Lads treating you?
So far, so good. Yeah, they don't have RG3 in it, though. I'm, just, no, I'm only kidding.
I heard you tell that joke this morning. Yeah.
Not on air, though.
So why don't you mix it up and say Trent Richardson, and you know, every time you tell it, put a different stud in
sure.
it.
Sure. Mark also says, some tips to improve the show. More Fred, more Andy, more Paul, more Eric on holiday. You got a problem with Mark and Cheddar?
No, but he has one with me, apparently.
Apparently.
No, no, no. He wishes you to take more holidays.
I kind of do, too.
Don't we all? Don't we all? Well, you're going to get one in Toronto now, and you got one in
London.
I don't
know. Well, no, that's a prediction. I don't know if that's happening.
Now, you're going to Paris in May.
Yes.
Spring in Paris. I hear that's a very romantic time of year.
Won't matter.
Won't matter is right.
Well, you never know.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. 8 years of history doesn't lie.
I hate to agree with him, but.
Now, are you going with a group?
I'm not. I'm going solo.
Just off on your own?
Off on my own.
You have a place
just him and his baguette.
Do I have a place to stay?
Are you playing in staying in a youth hostel, or no. where are you staying?
Well, first of all, I'm not a youth.
Anyone, you are hostile.
anyone, actually, those hostels, anyone can stay in them.
I know. No, I already have my trip accommodations and everything set.
Nice hotel, 4-star?
Sure. Yeah.
Really?
I travel in comfort.
You're only going to one hotel? You're not going?
No, really, I'm going to Paris tour. For a few days, and I'm going to Normandy. So I'm staying at two different hotels. But
you're
going to
see Versailles and all that?
I see Versailles. I'm going to go to the beaches at Normandy. I'm going to go to the American Cemetery. I'm going to go to Mont-Saint-Michel. I'm going to go all over the northwest of France.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. And you're just going to do this by yourself?
By myself.
You're going to have a tour guide or anything? Or?
I will have guides at certain spots.
You're going to rent a car?
That's provided with the tour.
So you are going to have a car?
Not of my own, but I'll have somebody, yeah.
Okay.
The tour guide will drive around.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, happy to say right now we're joined by Gerard Mayo. Gerard, hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. What's up, guys?
How come you're late?
They're taking me on the tour.
Disappointing weekend for you, huh? Your movie only came in second place.
Second place. You know, second
couldn't
place.
Knock off the Hunger
movie.
Games.
Couldn't knock off Hunger Games. But hey, we'll take second place, I guess. Yeah.
How did that come about?
Peter and Bobby, you know, they're from around this way.
The Harley brothers, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And they asked me to do it. You know, I actually was supposed to be in Hall Pass, but I had my daughter at the same time they were shooting, so I couldn't do it. So this one came about, and it was a good time.
And there's another one coming, right? I don't know if you're allowed to talk about it.
I hope so.
You're in a second movie coming?
I hope so. We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Okay. So we're talking about Three Stooges, right?
Yes.
Were you a Three Stooges fan growing up? Because I wasn't. I didn't like it.
You know what? I watched it a couple times.
Yeah.
You know, it was funny. It was funny. You know, when I watched it, I was like, you know, probably like 7 or 8.
Now, what? Are
when you watched it, you were probably a grown man.
So now, what? Do you play the fourth
they
Stooge?
Still repeat.
Nah, what do you do?
There wasn't a black Stooge. There will never be a black Stooge. I hope so. But
so there's a black president, but there can't
exactly,
be a black Stooge.
Exactly.
That's when we know we've really come a long way in this country.
Man, you know, first movie, they typecasted me. I was a thug in the movie. You know, got braids, you know, black, whatever.
You have a speaking part, though?
I do have a speaking part, you know. I could join SAG
right now if I wanted to.
That's
right. Yeah. Then you can vote on the Academy
exactly.
Awards.
I can vote and, you know. Health insurance or something. I don't know. Benefits. Are there any benefits for that?
Yeah.
Take $10,000 out your pocket.
I was, like, yeah, your agent right. gets the benefit. Right.
It is a fee. Yeah.
They're sporting the new Nike stuff, too.
Yeah,
huh?
Nike stuff. Nike well, that, stuff.
You got all your swag nice. In?
Yeah, got a lot of swag with my Nike. You know?
That looks nice.
Thank you.
So, what are you up to?
Just working out, you know. It's good to get all the guys back in town. You know, I've been up here. I never leave Foxborough.
Right.
I love it. It's like Pleasantville, you know. No crime or anything like that. You know, you can leave your doors unlocked. It's just nice out here, you know.
Yeah.
It's a great place. So,
now, everyone, you're legendary for your love of watching film. I assume you're watching film this time of year. Is it of yourself? Are you self-scouting? Or are you even looking at opponents now?
I'm not looking at opponents now. I'm kind of like self-scouting, like you said. Just, you know, I watched the Super Bowl a couple times just to see what went wrong. And, you know, guys are just grinding right now trying to get back to that place. And I don't know how, you know, it takes a lot of work to get to the Super Bowl in general. So, you know, we have a young team and they seem hungry and we're ready to go.
Okay. Gerard, well, you said it. What went wrong?
Oh. different things. You know, we just didn't play well. You know, the Giants were the better team that day.
I got to disagree with you, though.
I disagree with you, too. I think you guys were the better team.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and, you know, I'm not going to disagree with and argue with you guys. You know? Yeah. But at the same time, you know, there were some loose balls that we just couldn't get our hands on. There were, you know, 12 men on the field one time. Just things that, you know, we hadn't done all year.
Right.
And in the biggest game of our lives, it kind of happened.
Yeah. How do you put the Super Bowl now? Because one of the interesting things, everybody says it's hard to repeat as a Super Bowl champion. History has shown us it's even harder to go back as a Super Bowl loser. So do you use it as motivation? Do you just totally put it out of your mind? How do you use it?
You know, we have to use it as motivation. But, you know, with all the new faces we have, this is a completely different team than last year. You know, even though we have a lot of the core guys coming back, you know, it's a different team, a different year. And but these coaches are the same, and I'm sure they'll push us to the max.
Yeah. Speaking of new guys, drafts coming up. Do you keep in touch with Tennessee and, like, you know, keep tabs on who might be coming out of the, you know, that school and might make it into the NFL?
I'm always watching the games and things like that. I've been pretty disappointed these last couple of years, but, you know, I'm always checking in just to see. But, you know, I have no one left there pretty much. All my coaches are gone. You know, Coach Chavis is gone. He's at LSU now. And, you know, Coach Former, he's not coaching at all anymore. So my roots are pretty much gone from there. So
yeah,
I still check up, you know, to see what guys are coming out.
Yep.
Okay, you mentioned the self-scouting, and I have to be totally honest with you. I've been critical of you at times for big plays.
Right.
And I know you've talked about that.
Yeah.
Where do you see that in your development as you head into the kind of the middle of your career? Is there still room for growth and big plays?
Definitely. You know, I think I can be, you know, I still have a lot of room to grow just as a linebacker in general. You know, you know, I'm learning each and every year. You know, Coach Belichick's always talking about, you know, situational awareness. And that's one of the things I want to work on this year is just knowing the situation, getting guys in the right position to make the plays. And, you know, just being out there leading the guys, I can get better at that. You know, it's a lot of things I can get better at. And we, you know, we have a young defense. We have a lot of new young faces. And I really have to step up my, you know, directing traffic.
Do
you,
being an inside linebacker, sorry.
Yep.
He's so rude.
Sorry.
You're just learning that now?
Yeah. Is being an inside linebacker, or as Bill would off-the-line linebacker, is it harder than maybe you expected coming into the league? Because I saw a stat today where of all the linebackers, inside linebackers, taken in the top 10 in the last 10 years,
right,
you're the only Pro Bowler.
Right.
And, you know, there's been Rolando McClain and A.J. Hawk, and it just seems like guys don't pan out. Is it harder than maybe you expected, or more the role bigger?
It is tough, you know, especially when you're, you know, you have to get a lot of guys lined up. It's more of a mental game than it is in college. In college, you're pretty much just like, you know, see ball, get ball.
Yep.
At this level, it's like, you know, make sure everyone else sees the ball, you know, through the same set of glasses. That's what we always talk about. Everyone see the formation through the same set of eyes. And you know, just getting guys on the same page is pretty tough.
It might be also that the games change, where the role of the middle linebacker back in Willie Lanier and all those guys was different than today, where it's so much of a passing game.
Right.
Your role has changed than it might have been 20 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I'm not sure as far as you know, reading your keys how it was back in the day, but I'm sure they ran the ball a lot more back then. You know, everyone's playing run first, but now you have all these teams throwing the ball so much, you know, you pretty much have to really study your keys.
We asked when Logan got his deal, when Vince got his deal, we asked them the same type of question. Do you feel any more pressure to be the playmaking leader because of the money, that the extra money that you get?
You know what? I just feel like, you know, I need to do the things that got me the deal in the first place. Just continue to do the same things and continue to grow, continue to show growth, and, you know, never be satisfied. So,
what do you spend your money on? I mean, you say you never leave Foxborough, so what are you doing with all your money?
PlayStation, Xbox games, things like that.
What's better, PlayStation or Xbox?
Oh, you know, I play my sports games on PlayStation and like Call of Duty and things like that on Xbox. Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you play?
Well, my son plays Xbox. I don't play anything.
Nah, see, that's what I'm saying.
Old,
goes back to the age.
I'm still watching.
He's playing checkers.
How old do you think
he's playing shuffleboard.
Honest assessment. How old do you think he is?
Probably like, he is.
Wait, he's rude. I'm an ass.
This is a rude room.
That's the show. You
can't. Hold on. Wait,
let me see.
Probably, like 50, early 50s.
On
pretty
the
close,
nose.
Yeah.
On the nose.
See? That's what I'm saying.
All right, so why was that rude?
And how old do you look?
You tell me.
50.
good.
He's bald already. It is not by choice.
No, it's not, my friend. It is not.
He mentioned the leadership, though, and when you look at an off season, you know, I don't want to pick just one guy, but Rob Gronkowski seems like he pops up in videos and in the inside track. As a leader, do you have to ever talk to a guy like that? Is there a pressure on someone like you, a captain, to say, make sure you're getting your work done and make sure it isn't all fun and games?
Yeah, I'm not worried about Rob at all. You know, that's just the kind of guy he is. And he works hard when he's at work. You know, if you come to work and work hard, I guess you can party hard as well. But, you know, he's a great guy, and I'm, you know, people handle that, not me.
But that seems like it's a weird role because you're all grown men. This isn't high school
right.
where, but you are a captain and you are seen as a leader and you got the contract and the stability. So it would, I think that would be a tough position if you did have to or ever felt the need to tell another man what to do in March.
Not at all. You know, I don't think so. You know, we're all a family, and that's how we always look at it. You know, you don't mind telling your younger brothers to shut up. So I don't mind telling anyone else to shut up.
You feel that comfortable, though? Do you have that level of comfort with guys who are their teammates, their colleagues, but they're, you know, and you guys like to use the word family, but technically you're not a family. You can say that to your younger brother.
I can't have white brothers. See, that's what I'm saying. This is a room.
No.
Full of ass room.
Where is this Gerard Mayo during the regular season? That's what I want to know.
Not here. I'm in the meeting room.
Yesterday was a big day. Did you celebrate at all? It was Bill Belichick's birthday.
Oh, I was.
You didn't send him a card?
Oh, you didn't know, did you?
You forgot.
No, I did know.
Okay, you forgot, okay. though, right?
I called him.
All right.
You're lying.
Quit sucking. I'm lying.
Yeah. He didn't call me on my birthday.
That's true. Okay. Yeah, all right.
What do you mean that's true? How do you know?
I just can't picture
you in the room.
We
have psychics in the room, too.
All right. Well, Gerard, we appreciate you coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You know, we know you didn't have to do this, but it was nice of you to do it.
I didn't. I was just around the way.
That's
know?
Right. So anytime you want, come on down.
All right.
We're here.
Cool.
All the time, 24
hours
a day.
This is such a rude room. I love it.
That's it. We want you to feel comfortable.
You fit right in, though.
You like it.
You were 50. I said 50.
You were right on the nose.
You were way wrong on mine.
How old are you? This
39.
He's 29.
Oh, man, I was off a lot.
Yeah, you were.
Hey, my bad.
Yeah, but he's been 39 for the last 5
that's
years.
That's
how you do in Hollywood. You know, the people are like 55.
That's right.
Oh, I'm 42.
I'll show you my driver's license if you don't believe me.
It doesn't matter. You've been faking it since birth.
Do you have hair on your driver's license?
No.
You have hair. You're bald?
I've been this way since mid-20s.
Ooh.
It's unfortunate.
Can we get him a Propecia deal?
No. The only thing worse than being bald is the people who try to pretend they're not and do those kind of things. Because you can always tell that there's something going on up there
Propecia
that's not right.
Works.
How do you know?
Wait, do you because use
I,
it?
How no, do you know?
No, I don't use it. I just know guys that talk about it in the locker room.
There are guys in the locker room that use it?
Yep.
Wait a minute. Because there were rumors about another captain. I'm not saying.
Yeah. No. This wasn't a captain. I'm leaving him alone.
Oh, it's not a captain?
No, on our side of the ball. On our side of the ball.
Defensive
Propecia.
Guy.
And he's not a captain.
Not a captain.
Ross,
what are you trying to say about Vince's hair?
He said. I didn't say anything about Vince. You're the one who said Vince. You're the one who said Vince.
No.
Matthew Slater's a captain, isn't he?
He's not on defense, is he?
He is sometimes. Yes, he is.
Very rarely.
Vince is going to be paying a visit.
Vince will be here next week.
Wow.
He's in trouble.
Yeah, he won't say I'm 50, though.
All right. Thanks, Gerard.
Thank you, Gerard.
Really appreciate Gerard Mayo, everybody. And you can catch that later on the podcast. And we'll be right back after this.
Your business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats, including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
What would make your business better? Start with better banking from Sovereign Bank. More than a business checking account, better banking is a package of business solutions with preferred rates and better resources, along with customizable options designed to fit your business perfectly. And now Sovereign is part of Santander, one of the strongest, safest, and most successful banks in the world. Let us show you how dedicated we can be to your business. Sovereign Bank, member FDIC.
Gentlemen, there's nothing special about tonight. Tonight's underrated. Tonight is free of expectations. Tonight you can't be disappointed. It's just another night. That's why tonight could be the greatest night of your lives. It's on nights like tonight when you take a sip of that ice-cold Budweiser and jump on stage. It's when you stay up until the sun comes up. It's when you end up at a party when you don't know a single person is carrying you on their shoulders. Gentlemen, you were conceived on a night like tonight. So crack open a crisp, cold Budweiser. Put on your Saturday night outfit and make tonight the greatest night of your life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds!
Please drink responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochee. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
And now, great moments in PFW in progress history.
When we played at Reliant in the Super Bowl, remember how humid it got
it
at the end of that
really,
game?
Really hot.
It was very humid, and the grass got slippery. Remember
but they
that?
Take that field out now.
In trays,
but
they do.
But it stays out in the parking lot.
But if it goes in moist, it doesn't dry.
You're such a child.
I can't help it.
I thought it too.
No, you got to make it.
Yeah, but you didn't laugh out loud.
Parts of it will stay hard, and other parts,
Jesus,
will the end zones were soggy.
That's another great moment from PFW in progress.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. We promised we'd deliver Gerard Mayo. James writes in, I can't believe that was Gerard Mayo. He seems so loose. He comes off so stiff during the season.
I didn't recognize him, honestly.
Wait, are you talking about on the field or off?
Jim from Eastern Michigan says, Gerard Mayo sounds loose. Gronk acts loose. Is this the new atmosphere inside the Patriots locker room? If so, I kind of dig it. With that said, it scares me a tad, given the fact that the team has never shown this much looseness before a season in prior years. If it improves the team, I'm all for it. Maybe these changes in the Patriot way should also include not trading down in the draft.
Wait a minute. Yes, Rob Gronkowski is loose, but... I mean, we're making season team assessments based on 5 minutes with us in here screwing around.
Yeah, it's you come
plus,
in.
Plus, I won't. You will not see that Gerard Mayo once August starts.
No,
and we're,
that's why I asked him. Where is he during the regular season?
Yeah, we weren't really asking him anything that would force him to give away state secrets, and he's very good at the Patriot speak when it comes to those kind of questions. We were just fooling around with him. So.
The off season. That's what you kind of got to do.
So it was good. I enjoyed having him here. I hope Paul was listening, because he's telling us none of these player interviews are ever any good. Don't ever do them.
Paul was not listening, just so you know.
He might have been.
0.0 chance.
He can listen on his iPhone.
That might be the best one since Welker and Castle.
Yeah. We do our best work with fellow Pro Bowlers. We need the talent kind of equal to us to bounce off of back and forth. I had a serious question. Well, semi-serious. I didn't want to ask it while he was here.
That.
Does Propecia work for black people and white people?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
I always thought, for some reason, I just pictured it. Do those Hair Club for Men ads and all that ever show a black person?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
They do? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. I always picture it's the white guy with the wet, like, wavy hair.
Right. They make it look all...
Because when he asked defense, I immediately... who's the white guys on defense? I was starting to think.
Right.
But I still don't really know.
I'm still trying to think of who
could
it
be. He's definitely balding.
He said no. But, he said definitively no, unless he was lying to me.
And no, but I believe him because he also said the person he's talking about, it definitively works. And I'm
right.
If it definitively worked, you shouldn't be looking at Vince and saying he's balding. You should be. So we need to be thinking of people on defense with a full head of hair.
I was going to say Taquan Underwood, but he's on.
That would definitively work.
That would be a great ad.
That would be a great ad.
I was just thinking like Rob Ninkovich.
Nah,
I don't think so. Based on the beard and everything, he doesn't seem like he has hair issues. Kyle Love with the long flowing dreads. Because either, I don't. Kyle Arrington. I'm going Kyle Arrington.
Possible.
I'm going all in on Kyle Arrington.
All right.
He's my answer.
How
are we ever going to find out?
Well, update on the fist incident in Arizona. Wild Jim in Daytona Beach says it was Josh Lewis in 2008.
How about that?
What position?
4 to 5 years ago, 2008, I remembered it.
He said there was a...
I remember fist.
Actually, it wasn't anything to laugh about. Basically, it was a rape.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
It was on a picnic table or something.
Well, she was not, she wasn't sober, it seemed. And there was she was saying no, and there was another girl in the background telling him to stop.
Wait, it was on video?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Sorry.
He also says that Eric is a pompous ass. We all love him.
Yeah, let's get back to having fun.
And also, Gene is wrong about the changes here being good. The right-wing Christian nuts have destroyed what was once a wonderfully hedonistic paradise. I don't know what he's talking about.
Where is this? Where's he running from?
It's emails all
Daytona Beach.
The far right Christians have come in and taken over Daytona?
I don't know, but who? Oh, Gene is. Yeah, Gene's also from Daytona Beach. One of our.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's a regular on the pregame social. He has a wife that we pretend we think exists. When he says here, does he mean America, PFW in Progress,
or Daytona Beach? I don't know.
We need some clarification.
Certainly not PFW in Progress.
I don't think so.
It came in today at 12:30, so I don't know what he was referring to. Somebody blowing their nose.
I can hear that right through the glass.
Jeez.
And it wasn't my schnoz for once.
That's how much Kevin blows.
Let's see. Jeevan writes in, I missed the last couple of shows since I had exams. I'm finally done. First few shows back, I emailed in and complained about the NFL acting like a gossip website. This week, we got Adam Rank writing a blog, Are Sam Bradford and Carly Kloss an Item? Really? Who cares? Even in the comments sections, people echoing the same thing I am saying. Come on, NFL, leave it to TMZ. I saw something really interesting on CBS Sports. Which combination of two players would you rather have drafted in the first round, assuming we stay put? Dre Kirkpatrick and Shea McClellan, or Kendall Wright and Chandler Jones?
Kendall Wright and Chandler Jones.
Kirkpatrick McClellan. I am not in any way intrigued by Chandler Jones.
Okay.
No, but
who was he with? I stopped listening.
Syracuse.
No. I mean, who was his pairing in this?
Chandler was with Kendall.
Kendall Wright, wide receiver.
I'm not in love with him either. I'm not in love with either of those. Yeah, the other one has more potential.
I thought you didn't like McClellan.
I don't love him, but I think he'd be a good player here. I think he screams a Bill Belichick player, a high motor guy who can play inside linebacker, outside linebacker, rush the passer. He's been productive. Blah blah blah. He's 260, 6'3" and a half.
So you're making that mostly on Kirkpatrick, though? Because you wouldn't normally take McClellan in the first round.
I don't think McClellan is going to be a star, but I don't think he's going to be a stiff. I think he's just going to be a solid player. And as my second first-round pick, okay, I don't love it. He screams second-round pick to me, but if I take him in the first, okay, whatever. If he can play, he can play. I get back to that all the time. At the end of the day, if the guy can play... You don't really care where you drafted him. If you leave a draft with three guys who can play, that's all you're going to focus on. They can play.
Right. Finally, can I get your opinion on two big-bodied wide receivers, Brian Quick, haven't heard much talk about him, and Sherrod Kreiner. Mm. He looked amazing on tape. You guys have on Patriots.com, by the way. I don't think any other team website makes player video available the way you guys do. Amazing work.
Thank you.
I like both of those guys.
I was reading up on Quick this morning.
Love him.
Yeah.
But raw.
Oh, well, sure. Well, very raw. So was Kreiner.
Appalachian State.
But, yeah.
But a lot of production, a lot of size.
Big size on both
good
of them.
Good speed. Yep. Not as quick as you would think of
a guy who's famous. Yeah, but I heard somebody say that Quick could be more of a slot guy, actually, even with his size, than an outside guy.
He's
about 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, he's a big body dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think he's more of an outside guy.
I don't think he has blazing speed.
He's not quick, though. I'm not sure he could get off the line inside.
Yeah.
But I like both of those guys as
4.55 is not terrible.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm just going by our lads, so I don't know.
And he's not super fast. You don't say speed burner, but you say but fast enough.
Fast enough, definitely.
And I thought he was very slashy after the catch. I thought he...
And I think they could use more...
Yeah, interesting.
More, like a Keyshawn Johnson type?
Maybe a little bit like that. Not super fast, but it makes people miss
and
a little slashier.
And Keyshawn ended up being more of a slot guy.
And he... Yeah, possession receiver. Yeah. You know, whatever you want to call that.
But I'd like them to get bigger at that position on the outsides. You know?
Right.
Not necessarily, no one's going to be like Randy Moss, but to get
Stephen
at least.
Hill could be.
Well.
No, he couldn't.
But just to get that type of.
Throwing it out there.
That type of size threat on the outside to help out. In the deep game. They haven't had that really.
What is Mike Wallace's 40 time?
I don't know.
Was it under 4.3? Was it a 4?
No, I don't believe so.
Because that's what Stephen Hill is, like a 4.35, right?
Yeah. I think Wallace was in the 4.3s.
So Stephen Hill has Mike Wallace speed.
There's not really any definitive under 4.3s. Chris Johnson may have been 4.29. There's been a couple guys right there, but then they're always kind of disputed because there's the electric time, the hand time, the this. The fastest ever was supposedly Bo way back when. But nobody even has
a 3.7.
Really. Who knows? Because it's not really
the
definitive.
Legend. Right.
And Dion supposedly had some ridiculous
one. He's supposed to be like 4.2.
But they're not even really like – none of them are because it's
you're
different
splitting,
people.
You really are splitting hairs.
Plus,
at
just
that
look,
point.
Use your eyes. I mean, I have no idea what Bethel Johnson's 40 time was, but he's the fastest I've ever seen. And I saw, I believe it was Chad Ochocinco the other day. Somebody asked him, who's the fastest you've ever seen? And they threw Bethel Johnson out there. That tells me, because he was never any good. So it's not like
they remember him for his speed.
You remember
I remember
ridiculous.
When the first time I saw Bethel Johnson live, he was returning kicks here at training camp, or might have been even a mini camp. The acceleration from 0 to 60, that's what impressed me, is he got fast
and he had that extra gear.
His amazing acceleration from a dead stop,
no question. But I remember him, you get the kickoff return and you're running full speed, quote unquote, towards about the 20, and that's where the coverage is starting to get to you, and you make that one move. And he would make that one move and then drop it into sixth gear or whatever that next one is and gone.
Right.
And I had never and still haven't seen. It's why I said, you know, people said Joey Galloway can still run. I never saw it. I never saw a guy in Joey Galloway that little time that he was here. I didn't see it in Randy Moss. Randy Moss would find himself behind people, and maybe it was because his legs were longer and he's a strider.
Yeah, I think that was part of it. Because
I never
he was
saw
fast.
Oh yeah,
Randy Moss
Bethel
was fast.
Johnson fast on anyone else that I've ever seen at camp yet.
He was a burner.
There is one guy in here though. If you want to T.Y. Hilton, which I don't know if you're allowed to call him Ty or just T.Y.
Well, I think they're supposed to be
their initials, but do people call him Ty?
Oh, as like a nickname?
Well, it just I mean you're automatically drawn to you want to call him Ty because it's T period Y period. I kind of want to say Ty, but he's scary fast. From what I've seen on tape, Florida International, 4.3 type guy. He's an injury prone, leg muscle issues, all, but scary speed he has.
Okay.
I was going to say, did you turn into Yoda all of a sudden?
Alex from Philly, I don't know what to make of this year's draft class. Other than Barron, I don't see that guy that I would be willing to go up and get. And as much as it pains me to say this, I wouldn't mind if they traded down and got some value. Sorry for the profanity.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do you guys think of Quentin Couples? Is he worth trading up for? He started out as a potential top 10 pick, but seems to have taken a Daquan Bowers-like fall, as some mock drafts have him falling to the bottom of the first round.
I don't.
Also, what do you guys think of LaMichael James, running back from Oregon? That is not a position of real need, but James seems like a home run threat type of playmaker and could be a steal like DeMarco Murray from Dallas. Lastly, what did you guys think of Wilfork's joking comments about QBs wimpy, about calling QBs wimpy because you can't hit them? Looking forward to the always entertaining, not surprisingly inappropriate draft shows. LaMichael James, no. I'm not interested in him unless it's the fifth round or sixth round.
Oh, for the Patriots?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not interested in drafting him for the Patriots, but I think he's going to make plays in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think he's too electric. He's going to make plays in the NFL.
I'm hoping Vereen is that type of player. I mean, they might not be, you know, exact comparisons, but they drafted Vereen last year for that same type of role. I don't think they would need to draft another one. I would like to see them get another running back.
Turbin.
But maybe a bigger body, Turbin. More of an every down type
Turbin.
Of back.
Yeah, the more Turbin. I read about
just say Turbin.
Turbin, the more I like the guy. I mean,
I saw it this morning. Eyes were all
Andy
lit up.
Andy thinks he's going to go in the third round.
Well, yeah.
He could. If I could get him in the fourth round, I'd take him.
Well, you can't. He's going to go in the third or higher.
You think so?
I'd take him in the second.
Take him in the second?
Yep.
Andy's taking him with the second pick.
No, not with the second pick, but I have four picks in the first two rounds.
If you I would use one of them on him?
Yep. Okay. I'm getting back to my thing. If he can play, you won't remember where he was drafted. You won't care. Ooh, did he reach to get him in the second round? When he has 10 touchdowns next year and he's averaging 6 yards a carry, you won't care.
Yeah, are you at all worried about his body type imbalance? He's a little bit small.
He's very, very top heavy.
He's a little top heavy, yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I'm not.
Upright runner?
The reason I worry about his legs is because for a running back, when you get into that pile, you have to keep the legs moving. And he doesn't have the strongest legs I've ever seen.
I bet you he does.
They just don't look strong.
There's no way somebody works out as much as he does to get the guns and the pecs and everything. I bet you. Let me look it up. Let me see if I can find a squat number for him. I bet you he's got powerful legs.
Okay. Andy's going in his database.
You don't know squat.
His squat database.
Actually, can one of you guys look that up?
Well, you have internet access on your phone.
Yeah, but it's easier for them. And there's two monkeys in there. Well, something.
Tell them where to look.
On the internet.
No.
Robert Turbin 40. I mean, you can go to NFL Draft Scout if you want to go to but I don't know if I have my login.
That's the best place to go.
Do you need a login to get to the bios?
You might.
I think you do, and I have it cookied.
Byron writes
in. I love
in,
when I frustrate him.
Thanks for reading my last email. It's nice to hear you're getting some guests.
Time out, by the way.
Yeah.
Didn't that guy have like 7 questions and we answered one?
Yeah, none of them were good.
Maybe you should pause after like a major question.
Let us answer it and then move on.
Because
he made a comment about Wilfork saying the wimpy quarterback thing. Was he kidding?
Yes. We talked about that in the beginning.
And I want people to go back and read it. Now, I wasn't there, but the way I took it, he says the thing about wanting to hit him, blah, 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 but then in another paragraph, continuation of the quote, but kind of, I assumed after some sort of a pause or break in thought, Karen writes something, because if you can hit their quarterback, they can hit yours too, wimpy quarter. I think he was making a Brady joke, the way I took it when I read it. Again, I wasn't there, but I thought he was saying kind of a tongue-in-cheek.
I think the whole thing.
If I can hit their quarterback, they can hit ours and wimpy quarterback.
All the defensive guys are complaining about the same thing in the front seven. It's just a way of life these days. It's what they complain about when they're standing around the water cooler at work, you know, so to speak. And I don't
think Gatorade freezer.
I don't think it should be taken as anything more than that. And I think people are just making a big deal out of nothing.
Now, I didn't hear it, but I saw he responded on Twitter that it had created a term. Mike and Mike, I guess, were talking about it this morning. Because I know Pro Football Talk was a little misleading, I thought, with the way they wrote it, which is what they do. I'm fine.
Right. They sensationalize it.
They're muckrakers.
Yeah, they're trying to get clicks.
They can't be a high-class show like us.
Brian says, it's nice to hear you getting some guests. I wouldn't mind hearing from some of the coaching staff, if possible. maybe a coordinator or a position coach.
That's precious.
Why is that? Why don't we just start with Josh McDaniels? I mean, he's never spoken to anyone, but
we know he likes us.
He does.
Why is that a joke? I think that's a perfectly legit ask.
Yeah, we just...
Why not?
Because we've been burned so many times before.
I think you keep trying.
You do a very good job of that.
What?
You do not get jaded and beaten down by no.
No. Why?
Ask to get Josh. That would be great.
I will ask to get Josh.
That would be good. Tell him it's me. He loves me.
Does he?
I don't know.
I was wondering who you thought is the best slot corner in the draft. Assuming Dowling becomes capable and McCourty gets appropriate safety help, I think the team has a decent secondary that doesn't really need rookie help except for maybe Barron. And would you rather draft a defensive tackle or a wide receiver over 6'3"?
Defensive. Well, I mean, you're talking about in the first round?
And who?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want just any defensive tackle. I mean, if it's like a Michael Brockers, yeah, I'd be interested.
I'd rather draft a wide receiver over 6'3". Seems to make
I'd like to
more
have
of
a wide receiver over 6'3", but I'd rather
well,
have
if
a
he
defensive.
Sucks, it doesn't
yeah.
matter. I mean, who are we talking about?
I mean, either way, you're drafting a guy you like. So if height is the requirement here, would you rather have a defensive tackle over 6'3"? I think that matters less.
Oh, was are we just talking about height?
Yeah, I think he says over 6'3".
A receiver.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, he worded it wrong.
Which Brett didn't read it wrong.
Would you rather draft a defensive tackle, comma, or a wide receiver over 6'3"?
A defensive
so
tackle.
So it's any defensive tackle, not a defensive tackle over 6'3".
I got it the first
That's
time.
That's what I got the first time, too. You were the only one who's confused. Only the person who read it was confused.
If I was an English teacher grading his paper, I would have made some little red marks there.
You'd know the language.
For clarity. A little clarity there.
I would take the defensive tackle. The defense is the biggest need, making the defense better. Getting a wide I mean, as you said, with Brandon Lloyd here, you have a pretty good crop of wide receivers and tight ends. You're going to be a good offense, passing offense. Defense, you need to get better. And if that's Kendall Reyes, if that's Brockers, whoever that may be, I mean, we've talked about the fact that, you know, Kyle Love, there's a little news we didn't talk about, signed his exclusive rights tender. After Kyle Love and Vince Wilfork, I don't know what the defensive line is. I mean, Fanene, but I still don't really know what he's going to be. He's new and he's going to be in the mix.
He'll contribute, but he could, yeah. I mean, does he have the flexibility to play a tackle spot? If they need him to,
sure.
I don't know.
I mean, depending on what they do.
He's a little lighter sized.
Right.
He's like maybe like Mike Wright type size.
Yes. I mean, I think that's who he is. A Samoan Mike Wright. As Bill said, Mike
but
Wright.
But he's not Samoan. Right. His question about the best slot corners, though, in the draft. Probably looking at like Alfonso Denard, Brandon Boykin, maybe. That type of
How about my guy?
That
What's
type
his
of
name?
Player.
Daquan Menzie?
Menzie, the kid from Alabama.
The other kid from Alabama I like a lot. I think he could be very good for this defense, and I think there's a chance he ends up a Patriot somewhere, somehow.
Chris with a TIAN writes in, Paul on holiday, huh? So you've lost the fat man and you're running lean.
No, Fred's here.
Oh, wait, Fred's there. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I didn't mean to step on your joke.
Yeah, but you did.
Well, that's a good... At least Mayo only called you old. He didn't call you fat.
Seriously, though, I wanted to applaud you guys on the Draft 2012 section of the mobile app. If people don't know, we just upgraded the Patriots app for iPhone and Android and included a draft section. So check it out. If you haven't already downloaded the app, do so now. If you did, update it now. And you'll have that.
I just did mine.
What it does is it's kind of a two-part section. It culls all the draft news into one area. But also there's a section beyond that on draft day, it'll track all the picks round by round and give analysis.
Nice.
So, as for the schedule, I can't see the Patriots traveling to both London and Toronto. Sorry to disappoint Eric.
Well, Toronto's not like that internet. I mean, it's technically international.
If you go to Buffalo, you're basically going to
Toronto.
It's not that far.
You just need a passport.
Last year's schedule was pretty favorable after the Jets game in November. I wonder if this year's schedule will be as favorable. Andy, you suck.
Who said that?
Christian.
Screw you. Don't we have the easiest schedule based on strength of opponent?
Easiest schedule in the NFL.
Yeah.
By a pretty good margin.
Yeah, but... Again, as we know, you can't judge that yet because we don't know. I mean, you know, it's go by last year's record. The Broncos could be a completely different team this year, and that could be a tough game.
Well, I kind of agree with you, but they were also kind of a playoff team last year. That
yeah, but
won
around
a game
8-8
season,
you know,
but they won a game in the postseason.
Yeah, so Bills could be better
or worse.
You know, so
Patriots will be worse.
I think we'll find that this is going to be a tough schedule. When it's all said and done.
But 15-1.
We'll assess that at the end of the year, though.
Yeah.
No, it's the best time to assess the schedule.
I'm going 13-3 this year.
Without having looked at the schedule.
Right. Just, you know.
So you're a little down? You're not feeling so confident about the team?
No. Hey, 13-3 will win you a Super Bowl. No,
it won't.
Gets you into the playoffs.
Doesn't win you a Super Bowl, though.
Gets you in there. That's all you care about is getting in the tournament. David from Maine, first, Andy, stop being mean and acting like a douche.
When was I
that's
mean?
That's never going to happen.
And when, I mean, I'll give you the acting like a douche, but when was I mean?
All the time. Second, what techniques can running backs such as Stephen Ridley use to correct fumbleitis? And why, if it is correctable, don't they learn it earlier?
Story I want to write. I've been thinking about it. Trouble is...
Talk to Kevin Falk.
Well, the trouble is, if Kevin Falk comes back, I don't think I can get Kevin Falk to talk about it as well as if he had retired. I was actually hoping he'd announce his retirement, and then I would talk to him about it. I don't think he'll be as open and as forthcoming if he comes back. I was also going to try to get in touch with Tiki Barber. Anybody know where he is these days?
Still trying to get in the NFL, isn't he?
Yeah, I don't know. That's... But I was thinking, I was actually thinking on that very story, the label of a fumbler, avoiding it, getting rid of it, both mentally and physically. Is it harder physically? Is it harder mentally? So I was hoping Falk would retire.
Okay. He might still do it.
Well,
if you just get him in the one-on-one setting, I think he would do it.
He'll talk. I don't know what he'll say, though. See, sometimes you don't get him. He's a very nice
guy. Get him in this studio. He'll open up.
Is his pizza brand taking off, by the way? I saw Mark Cuban tweeted about Naked Pizza.
Yeah, I don't know.
See that, though?
That's Cuban? Kevin Falks?
He's a franchisor.
Oh.
Or E.
Franchisee?
Yeah.
Because if he was a franchisor, he'd be making money. If he's a franchisee, he's not making so much
money. Alex Gilardi writes in. He says, "Bonjour, Eric. You mentioned last show you'd be visiting France next month. Well, I happen to be going on holiday in Paris starting Friday. I love to stroll the Seine and admire the world-class art with you. Just tell me
this. You guys can share a baguette.
Are you an impressionist or a neoclassical connoisseur? Au revoir, Monsieur Eric.
He's a baguette. That's baguette.
Are you an impressionist or a neoclassical connoisseur?
Neither.
Because you don't know which one.
Oh, I bet he knows. No. You know, don't you?
Yes.
Please tell me you know.
Yes, I do. Okay.
One is the new classic and the other.
Yeah, Fred's essentially right, though. But no, I prefer realism, but I like some impressionist stuff.
Okay.
I like Van Gogh.
Now, were you going to the Louvre while you're there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why have to? Right?
I mean, yeah.
Right.
My first time there. I mean, that's one of the must visit attractions.
Eiffel Tower. You're gonna go there?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I might skip that.
Who goes to Paris and skips the Louvre, Eiffel Tower? I'm more of an off-the-beaten-path.
Well, I like the off-the-beaten-path,
yeah,
but,
no, but
you have to do the
main
stuff if it's your first trip.
I guess you do. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you could do a lot in New York without going to the Empire State Building.
Right, but if it's your first trip to New York, right. What are you going to do? You're going to go
Statue
to the things you've
Liberty,
seen all the time first.
Get mugged.
Oh, my God.
So you would go to Paris and skip the Eiffel Tower?
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not Eric. I don't know what Eric's going for. He might be going to all the brothels, for all I know.
Hey, I don't do that kind of thing.
Why not?
I just...
Why wouldn't you? If you knew it was completely clean and she was completely smoking, you wouldn't? You're morally opposed?
I just
completely clean and completely smoking. Your dream girl, and you know she's completely clean.
I
made him think.
I have a. Well,
I made the Catholic think.
It has nothing to do with Catholicism. It's just.
Why is that okay? That's not a.
No. It's not. I'm not basing it on Catholicism.
Go in there and wet your baguette.
He's just such. I just have a.
Don't let it go limp. A limp baguette is not good.
I have a distaste for paying for that kind of thing. I feel like it's
some tastes are acquired.
I feel like it's cheating. Like if I put it this way, if you were on a, not cheating like on your spouse.
I
mean, like,
I don't think I could do it.
If you were the running back on a Super Bowl team and on the winning touchdown, you knew that your offensive line was holding, and the ref didn't call it. Yeah, you won the game, like but you feel play. Like you got away with something. And I feel like when you pay for that type of entertainment. You're
it's,
getting away
it's
with
it's not
something.
A competitive sport. It's just a thing to get derive pleasure from.
I know, but it's just
and
it
a little
seems
pleasure
weird.
Would do you good.
But it seems weird to have to.
I agree with
pay
you 100%.
For that.
I don't think I could do it.
Well, you know, like you're in the but army and you're away from home. What the hell?
But he's not.
I don't know. I mean, I'm all in favor of women wanting to take their clothes off, but I don't feel like I should
just
have
think
to pay
it'd be
for
good
that.
To
they
get
should
some
do
practice
they want
in
to.
Before you do it for real.
In I've case done you it before, Fred.
No, but in case you ever do it again. Because you're at the point where you need to close the deal if you get that chance again. It needs to be wow. It needs to be let's get married tonight. Wow. So
no, it doesn't.
Fred is right.
No, it doesn't. Because most of the people that get married nowadays are getting married for the wrong reasons, and then they end up being unhappy, and they end up getting divorced.
Who Who's he yelling at?
You.
I mean, the last
you. Yeah, you.
The last time you did it, condoms literally were lambskin that people would just wrap around and.
No, Gerard Mayo's the one that thought you were 80. I'm not that old.
All right, let's go. Go ahead.
I got him to think about it, though.
Well, because
they have a lot of brothels there.
That's more like Amsterdam, where anything goes.
Well, see, but that skeeves me. I don't want anything goes.
No. I mean, it's legal. Nice... It's legal over there.
No, I know. But if it's a place where anything goes, then I assume they're not nice and clean and hot.
Well, no, that's the thing.
Amsterdam,
they're regulated.
They are
by
regulated.
The government. Yeah.
Government
they
regulated.
Are clean. That's their whole thing.
I don't like that, though. I don't like being in a place where everybody else is.
I know.
I don't think I could perform.
Yeah.
I don't think I would be aroused.
Performance anxiety?
Yeah.
Seriously, I don't know that I would be.
Well, just put up a picture of Bo Jackson in it.
Or Robert Turbin in this case.
You don't even go to strip clubs. You definitely would.
I've been, but I don't really think it's that. To me, it's not that.
I have the same type of feeling about that. Like, you're paying to see a woman do something.
Right.
Well, if she wants to take her clothes off for you, great. But you shouldn't have to pay her
to
do it.
Window shopping. I don't
right.
do that. You know?
But the brothel is not window
no, that's
shopping.
Not window
no, you're buying.
You're purchasing.
The,
you're
right.
buying the goods.
Yeah.
You're getting the cow. Getting the milk.
All right, let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline, shall we? Dagmar's in Miami. Hey, Dagmar.
Hey, what's up, Fred, Andy, Harry?
What's up,
How
man?
You doing?
Did you catch our interview with Gerard Mayo?
Yeah, sure, man. I enjoyed it. I didn't know he was. I mean, I've seen the interviews before on Patriots Today show versions online, but I mean, listening to him online, it was pretty cool, man. He was a You can tell he was having fun with you guys around.
Yeah. He was, yeah.
So that's good. So we did him a favor.
Right.
By
yeah.
opening up the real Gerard Mayo to his fans.
Yep.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah, he was very, very open, even about, you know, joking and all that.
Something about this studio, maybe.
I wanted to comment on a couple of
out.
Things. The first one is regarding Robert Turbin. My main concern with him
yes,
would be
Andy
that
loves him.
He seems to me a version of Sean Crable. Among running backs with those
with the legs and the upper
bit,
body.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, but we compared him also to Willie McGinnis. McGinnis is another guy who looked top heavy.
So did Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah.
And the thing about all those guys is they were all defensive players. I worry that he's a running back, and that's what you really need in a running back is
but
strong
you
legs.
Sniff at the production. I mean,
yeah, he's,
that's
yeah,
Crable
he's
was not productive.
Team.
Crable didn't
yeah,
was never a great pass.
Was.
No, he was never a great pass rusher.
He was productive at
borderline. Give me the stats. Did you ever get Turbin squat?
Oh, come on.
Oh, Matt left. That's why everything went down the crap.
No, they gave the 40 and the other stuff, but they wouldn't give you the squat.
Okay, now give me Sean Crable's college stats in terms of sacks. Okay, go, Dagmar.
Yeah, no, I mean the big difference between a running back and a linebacker, and in this case, which is a comparison that we're establishing,
right.
is that when you're a running back, people are looking for you. And they're going to hit you anywhere. When you're a linebacker, you're basically the one that is looking for.
Yeah,
people.
I'm not
you're
saying Turbin can't be productive in the NFL. I'm
be a little point to make the difference in the comparison.
And let's remember
that
Turbin. I'm just going to keep talking. That Turbin can outrun people too. He doesn't have to run through them.
Right. Yeah.
And if you watch his tape, he outran a lot of people. He is a very fast.
He
a
is
big play kind of guy, not just a big 200.
But I think if
no Barry Sanders, he's a one cut guy.
Right, but fast.
He's fast.
He is. But I just think at his size, he would be more of an every down back than the guys that they have right now.
Well, yeah.
And if you have a guy like that, I just worry that he won't be able to give you the type of between the tackles runs that you would need.
I don't know,
Guy, he'll be fine.
He'd be better than Marion Barber.
How do you know?
You got to count that the guy.
What does that mean?
Pick up the system because
he was pretty productive for a while.
Do that kind of like running around. So I don't know the type of runner like him. I think with the physical aspect that he brings to the game, I think they'll try to if they get him, they'll try to make him run up the middle, not around. But
sure.
anyways,
punish people. Punish people.
Yeah, sure. On the second point would be just to make sure that T.Y. is only being called, at least here in South Florida, it's always being called as T.Y., so there's no Ty or anything, there's always T.Y. There's some even FIU, Florida Atlantic University fans that opted to call him T.Y. goodbye. I don't know how they came with that crap, but... I mean, the guy is fast. Like I said, I think I called a couple of weeks ago talking about him. The guy is fast, but if you look at his tape, he's not like the kind of fast guy that you throw the ball out there and he's going to get it. He's the guy that is fast with the ball in his hand.
Right.
You throw to him a five-yard pass, and he makes it a 25. It's not like, okay, go deep, I'm gonna throw it, and the guy is going to catch it.
Well, so I just,
that's
from the
something that is a little bit deceiving about his dad.
See, I thought, I don't know who the quarterback
is. Returning game.
This guy not here. I don't know who their quarterback is, but all the plays I saw with him running deep, the ball was grossly underthrown. So from what I've seen,
well,
I don't know that he can run under the ball.
His quarterback is some guy from a local high school here. His last name is Carroll. I call him RoboCop because I remember going to the games between FIU and my school, and he would be wearing like three different braces. So I call him RoboCop because of that.
Okay.
So, that's just what I wanted to say about T.Y. and actually Turbin. Like I said, keep up the good job and go easy on Eric, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Dagmar. Always looking for that local scout intelligence.
Bit of a wet blanket for my liking.
Well,
doesn't like Turbin, doesn't like T.Y. Although, at least we know now, it is T.Y.
Right.
Are you comfortable with that?
T.Y. Hilton?
Sure, I'm
fine with that.
That's a little weird.
T.Y.
I don't care.
The name is weird. You have guys like J.P., J.C., you know, T.Y. What's the difference?
Go with Ty.
Did you not like Y.A. Tittle?
Yeah.
You probably did because of the Tittle part, right?
He was titillating. I wasn't around. Unlike Fred, who Gerard Mayo accurately pointed out is 80, I didn't see Y.A. Tittle play.
Ricky's in Mobile,
really?
Alabama. Hey, Ricky.
I don't even know when he played.
Hey.
A long time
ago. What's going on?
Hey. 50s, 60s. I'm going all right. I got a question to ask y'all.
Okay.
About what we did in a free agent. I kind of feel like we got too many receivers. Since we got all them questions, I believe we should just draft nothing but defensive players.
I think the defense needs to be the focus. Now, everybody, I know we put up a mock today, and Brian Lowe for Patriots Today went with Cons, the center out of Wisconsin, for one of the picks. But I would be all for early and often going on defense, whether that's a safety, a linebacker, a defensive lineman, a corner.
Yeah.
I mean, that's four spots right there. I could say,
yeah,
if you went those four spots, I got no problem with it.
Yeah, and, you know, they do have a lot of wide receivers. We were talking about that earlier in the show, that it's just going to be a numbers game. I think they're going to have the same amount of receivers going in camp as they always do. I just think they're better this
right.
year.
It's not going to be the kid out of Navy.
Right.
Yeah, we think about it. Our offense, to me, it got much better because everywhere you look at, it ain't like our old school receivers that we used to have that we didn't find lucky talent. But now we got that people know that's good at what they do. And we got more threat on the offensive front. But on defense, I really believe we should just draft nothing but defensive players. And if we need a running back, get a running back out of free agency and just draft nothing but defensive players.
Yeah, well, look, Ricky, I'm right with you because the last 2 years, and thanks for the call, I've been saying that this offseason is all about improving the defense. I've been saying that for the last 2 years, and I'm going to say it again this year. This offseason should be about improving the defense. So, you know, Gerard Mayo was here, and he feels that they didn't play well in the Super Bowl. But, you know, from what we saw over the season, we're judging it from that and saying, yeah, they did play well compared to what they did over the season.
Mm-hmm.
But he would agree, and I think we all believe that, especially with the defensive backs in that outside area of the defense, you got to get better.
Yeah.
You just got to get better.
And they have – what happened?
Everything just went down.
I don't hear anything.
Why can't I hear anything?
Anymore.
Oh, there we go.
Okay.
What are you doing back there?
Why do you keep effing things up?
Oh, sometimes when people call, the cord hits a button, and it's not like we go off the air or anything. It just
people call, okay, and the vibration of their voice makes the cord move. Or
doesn't happen when Matt's here.
No, it's all my fault, Andy. You're right.
I know.
Oh, the martyr in there. My God. You got your nice Revs T-shirt on. United Healthcare.
Dude, it's very.
It's not Friday.
Supporting the Revs.
You have to wear those on Friday?
Did I what?
Don't you have to wear those on Fridays?
Yeah, sometimes, but today was.
You were
hot
at the game, DC United, over the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened? 2-1 loss.
They collapsed.
Yeah,
they had a 1-0 lead.
The 82nd minute, I think they gave up the game-winning goal. It was tough. bad substitution.
They scored early, right?
Yeah, they scored in like the 6th minute.
All right, let's move on.
Things were looking good.
I just went to the horse's mouth. I tweeted Robert Turbin and told
the
Patriots
ass
fans.
The horse's mouth?
Yes, Patriots fans are criticizing his leg size and power. Asked him what he squats. See if he responds.
Okay.
Because I follow him on Twitter, obviously.
I would imagine you follow him home every night.
No.
You watch. You know that the Steelers are going to draft him, and Andy be like, the Steelers
won the AFC.
Because Mendenhall's hurt and going to be a free agent.
Right.
Oh, that'd be turbinator.
Josh from Waterloo, Iowa. Man, who pissed in Paul's Cheerios? I made a comment about feeling sorry for players and their injuries, and Paul got all grumpy grandpa on me. This was last show, I guess, maybe?
He's always grumpy grandpa.
I don't want to start anything with him, but I could go back and find the shows that the comments were made. I blame Fred. I don't think you two have had a good fight about an arbitrary subject in a few shows, and now Paul has the itch. Come on, Fred. Take one for the team. I feel sorry for the poor schmuck that is trapped in the Mickey suit trying to deal with kids all day for minimum wage, and then Paul's looking for someone to fight with. Goes after Mickey for not waving right. Could happen.
I don't remember that Paul going off on that topic.
I don't either.
About feeling sorry for guys and their injuries?
Oh, yes. That was the last show. I do vaguely recall it now.
So Paul said don't feel sorry for people?
No. I think it was... I think somebody wrote in to get mad at Paul and you because you let guys off the hook. Do you remember that?
No.
Some guy wrote in and was ripping you and Paul specifically for something you had said. Don't feel bad for these guys because they make all this money when they get hurt.
I said that?
That's what the emailer was saying, and you guys were saying, no, you are taking what we said and misinterpreting it or whatever, and yeah.
I have no
idea. I do recollect that now.
Anyway, Tim from Pensacola writes in. Says, hello, Fred and others. My first comment is, last week some jerk called into the show to complain about me. Screw you! Nobody likes you or cares about you. Quit taking out your failures as a human being on me. I know I am a controversial figure. Half the people...
You are not a figure, so get that out of your flipping mind.
Half the people call into the show saying how much they love me.
Never heard that once. One has ever loved you. Even your mother.
The other half just kiss up to
See, that's mean.
Douche Andy. My second comment is a promise...
Who called in? Eric, I'll take it back. If you can tell me once that anyone called in and said, I loved him, he's a great controversial figure.
I've never heard that.
I've only heard hate, get him off the air, I'm going to stop listening.
I've heard those.
My second comment is a promise to all my fans
in
PFW land. Many of you, no doubt, miss my poems, which were made famous in the pregame show. If we draft the great Stephen Hill, I will write a special post-draft poem. Finally, my question, the last couple of years it seemed we addressed our need at linebacker with low round picks. What happened to them, and will they make an impact this year?
No.
P.S. Andy sucks.
I know people are trying to drum up Markell Carter support because he was here all year and he practiced. I will be stunned if he is the answer to any question at linebacker.
Me too. Because if he were the answer, he would have been playing a lot more last year.
And he would have been the answer in college when he didn't have all the... Oh, by the way...
Did you get
7 sacks, 6 sacks? 06 he had 6, 2007 he had 7. So 13 over his final 2 years.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Not
bad
production. Terrible. No.
Who's this?
Sean Crable.
Okay.
And Markell Carter had less than that, I believe,
at Central Arkansas
State.
Central Arkansas?
Something lower level football, not good.
Yeah. 1AA football.
Yeah. So I find it hard to
Gronk again. What's he doing?
This again. I need somebody to answer me this. This top 100, are they doing a freaking show for every 10 again?
You're talking about NFL Network?
Yes. Top 100 starts April 28th, I think, right after the draft.
These
are there.
Current players in the NFL.
Just like last year, the top 100 of 2012.
You have to rejigger it every year.
But they're
last
doing
year they
a million
it out
shows.
So long. It took for 10 shows.
And I'm sure that's what they're going to do. It's not like they need content.
You don't need to fill an hour with the bottom 10 guys.
Right. Give me an hour on each of the top 10.
If you want to do an hour on the top 10, that's fine. And even an hour on the top 20.
Ooh, the 97th player I need.
But after that, come on. You can get through that without having a profile.
I wonder that
guys.
NFL Network hired Crapsheet. Who's running that show?
Wait, what?
That's exactly right. You see his new photo on Twitter?
No.
He's got a suit and tie, all sophisticated photo.
Wow.
Douche.
A lot of jealousy there.
Oh, no.
You're not jealous?
No. Well, I don't want to move to Dallas.
What if you didn't have to?
I can stay here. I would do it.
You would?
Yeah. Although you have to travel.
You don't like to travel.
I used to.
Do you have any ambition in life?
Maybe NFL Network could hire both me and Andy. I could do the traveling. Andy can stay home and report.
And I'll be the good-looking reporter who knows everything. Oh, Eric will travel.
Ramon from Dallas writes in.
I just had a funny skit. I'm sorry, but I just
you had a funny what
skit? Like in my mind, I picture you in Paris, like out on the balcony and like wine and music. But then the Pink song plays. It's just me and my hand tonight. Like the City of Romance. You and your hand have a nice date.
I thought of a funny. I was watching the Bruins game yesterday.
See, that's funny. Mean. That's mean. Funny.
And you know how like it, during a stoppage of
go
play, the organist will start going dent. Dun, 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 right? Yep. And it keeps going higher
up.
And higher,
yeah.
And then it stops, like, when the play...
Dun, dun, what, dun,
if the,
dun, dun.
What if the stoppage of play was, you know, extended, and he kept having to go higher and higher to the point where, like, dogs are barking and glasses breaking? And that would be kind of funny.
That would be funny. Have you, speaking of the Bruins, Tyler Sagan, a few minutes ago, tweeted, getting lunch in Washington, and a bird just pooped on me and my phone. Good sign.
It's supposed to be good luck, isn't it?
When a bird poops on you?
I think so.
People say that about anything that bad that happens,
right.
Though.
Rain on your wedding day, all that crap.
It's just a way to make
who
you feel
the,
better
who
about
was the
it.
Writer here? Somebody that worked for us, the bird pooped on him during training.
Paul
got pooped on.
It was Paul. Paul got pooped on.
Yeah. He thought right. It was raining, remember? That got into the argument.
It was a
sunny
day.
Right. It could be raining, rain showers, sun showers.
Right. Yeah, Paul got pooped on. And it wasn't the Herald.
You know what time it was?
Right.
Poop on Paul time!
Well, it literally was, though, at that point.
The only time it ever was.
Did you hear my joke? You didn't hear it.
You didn't
yes,
hear it.
The Herald. I got okay. It.
So sensitive.
I said Paul really put down it wasn't the Herald.
I got you.
Did you get it?
Yes, yeah. I got it.
Oh, yeah.
Ramon is from Dallas. Ramon. He says, just now
I'm
while...
I'm sorry. What? Rap Sheet lives with you now.
What?
Ramon.
He's in Dallas.
Oh.
Tell him to keep an eye out and get the F out of the way.
Just now, while Andy was speaking about getting a defensive tackle or a wide receiver, he said... With Brandon Lloyd, we'll be a good offensive team, then clarified and said we'll be a good passing offensive team. Should I gather that there are unspoken doubts in our running game? Do we not need a running game? In previous shows, everyone expressed a decent level of comfort in our running game.
Wait,
so
what?
Which is it?
Well, I have a decent level of comfort in the running game that it takes for this offense to be good. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
it's a
right
compliment.
Now you'd be okay going into the season with what they have.
Well, no, but I'll be okay with whoever they add to what they have.
Okay.
They need to add somebody.
They definitely need to add somebody.
But
and a bigger running back, I think, than
yeah.
A small one of these smaller ones.
But I mean, they could sign Sammy Morris in August, and I'll be okay with Morris, Ridley, and
no,
I don't know if I'd be okay
with that.
That
wouldn't change who I think is going to be the starter,
no.
Which is Ridley.
No.
Yeah.
But it would
I'd like someone
give
who
me
could
a backup.
Come in.
Yeah.
See, I don't need a high end guy.
I'd like another high end guy, I think.
Yeah. Committee. There'll be three guys in the committee. They'll all total 1,700 yards between the three of them. There'll be a 7, a 5, and a 5 or something.
Turbin. We need Turbin.
I would love Turbin.
Turbin.
But this team goes through Tom Brady in the passing attack, like most of the league, as Mayo kind of pointed out. So I don't have any real fear, but I don't have an abundance of confidence. If Brady gets hurt, well, now I don't feel good about the running game at all, because now I'd like to have a running game to go with Hoyer, and I don't have one.
Right. Todd writes in, if you do get Josh McDaniels on the show, I want a hugging on the bus question. I will bring it up.
Oh,
I know you
be
will
the first
because
one.
He's never going to be on the show, so you never have to worry about asking him.
I will say, just like you did with Gerard, look, I have to be honest with you. I was very critical of you after that Broncos game.
And I bet you he'll say, join the club or something.
I would have to say that.
You would, to have any credibility at all.
Right.
Not that you have any credibility.
He didn't have criticism at that time. He was 6-0.
No, I know.
No,
but
I just
that would be a
was,
way for him to
it
deflect
was,
it.
You know,
I'm the most hated man in Denver sports.
It was out of protocol to do what he did.
How do you know?
Because I've been covering the team for 18 years.
But what
I've
is protocol?
Seen that before.
I mean, was it protocol for Jim Harbaugh to slap
no.
Schwartzy
and that was
Schwartzy
a big
to
deal.
Chase him?
That was a
I mean,
big deal.
Maybe protocol is changing. It's a changing
no,
game.
Why is
it
any
world.
Different than players hugging on the field right after the game?
On the field right after the game.
Why is
players hugging the tunnel, too.
It's
I've seen
they,
it all the
they
time.
Do, it does.
Right
it
outside this door, right out here. They
happens
hug all
a
the
lot.
Time.
Yes.
Patriots players
yes,
come down.
Does.
Yes, it does. You don't watch then. Because Patriots players come down here all the time because the buses line up here outside our studio.
Exactly.
And they hug guys that are getting on the other team's bus and going through security.
We see it when we go down to the locker room all the time.
Don't know what you're talking about.
I'm sorry. It was something I had never seen before, and I don't think it was appropriate.
Oh, God.
But why is on the field appropriate and in the tunnel not appropriate?
Because you just lost the game. You know, it's you're going home, and he comes over like he wants to party. We don't want to party. We just lost the game. We're embarrassed.
I would think
we
it's just the
bad.
Opposite, Fred. When you just lose the game on the field, your emotions are still raw. After the game, you've had an hour to take a shower to cool off.
Now
think
he's your
a little
ex-
bit. Now he's
compadre.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're further away from the game you just lost.
It wasn't right. Didn't look right, didn't feel right. I'm not the only one.
God, I hope we get McDaniels on just for this right
and
here.
And I hope he tells us, yeah, it happens all the time.
Right. Well, then I must be sleeping because I don't see it. I know, Andy, you don't travel anymore, so, you know.
You're sleeping.
You wouldn't know.
But
I traveled
for here.
10 years.
We see it here at home games.
No, you don't.
Yes.
You don't. Todd also says, any fans out there who want to take part in the fan mock draft can come over to pfwinprogress.com and join in.
I wanted to do it. Send me an email.
Just go, pfwinprogress.com.
I tried to log in today, and I can't log in on that site anymore.
All right, somebody email Andy and help him log in.
Yes, please, because I wanted to take part. I think I took part last year. I'd like to make a couple picks. Now, will they get mad at me if I take Turbin in the first round for some team?
Yes.
With the 14th pick.
Emailer calls in about Eric's.
Really? The emailer calls
in? Yeah, about Eric's French trip. He says, if you're going to Normandy, try taking a tour through Brecourt Manor. It's a location of German 88s that were pounding our advance from the beachheads. If you saw Band of Brothers on HBO, that's the first engagement Richard Winters lead as acting CO of Easy Company, 2nd Battalion of the 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment, 101st Airborne Division. Very important part of the Normandy invasion.
Okay.
So Brecourt Manor.
Okay. I loved Band of Brothers. That was probably the best TV miniseries of all time.
Really? Better than Thornbirds.
The Roots.
Yes, much better than
the
Thornbirds.
The
Roots might be the
one.
Highest rated one. This was on HBO, but on DVD now.
Right.
But it's, I think, just from a production standpoint, acting, cast, everything about it was just phenomenal. And it's a true story. Phenomenal. So I'm going to retrace some of their steps when I'm in Normandy.
And are you going to write something of this? Or is
I probably will write something
Try
about it.
Try to spell Normandy right, unlike egg bite.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
All of a sudden, I get a it's Mr. Kraft. Why is Scalavino blogging about World War II on the Patriots website?
No, I won't be putting it on this blog.
Oh, okay.
It'll be on Scalavino.com.
I'll write something, though.
For the Providence Journal.
Photos?
GoProv local.
A lot of photos.
Oh, a lot of photos.
A lot of photos.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You going to take them?
Yes.
Well, you'll be by yourself, so I guess yes.
Who's going to take pictures of you?
He's going to hold the camera.
I don't put myself in pictures.
You don't?
I'm not photogenic.
I agree.
That's not the point, though. So you can go back and say, here I am with the Eiffel Tower.
And the fact that I took a picture.
If you go while in Paris.
The fact that I took a picture is evidence enough that I.
Not really. You could buy a picture if you're not in it.
Right.
Pictures on my camera say that I took the picture.
The only way we can prove you were there is if we see the photo.
Will you wear a beret?
Photos can be doctored.
That's true.
Will I wear a beret?
Yes.
I won't rule it out.
Okay.
A beret and a baguette. Doesn't get much gayer.
And an easel.
I think you should get the black and white striped shirt and do mime. Like, you know, just out there in the park.
Yeah.
Just do mime.
I'm not going to put the makeup on.
No.
Them. That's weird.
Just a white and black shirt.
If I give you the money, will you go to a brothel?
No.
I think that would be a tremendous story. I don't know that I know anyone who's admitted to me they had
really?
Sex with a prostitute. Or a brothel worker.
A brothel worker.
Well, I don't know if they them consider themselves
those workers
a little
or
different. They're not like on the street, so maybe they're a step up.
Call girl? Is that what you
would call girl?
Escort?
That's escort. But when you go there, like the chicken ranch is in Vegas.
Well, I'm guessing this would be a little more high class that he's looking to go to.
I'm not looking to go to one.
I think it'd be a great story.
It might be a great story, but I'm not looking for
And I'm
that
guessing
kind of
you
payment.
Would enjoy it. I know it's been a while and you don't remember what it feels like, but you'd enjoy it.
Yeah, but like you said, you'd always be thinking in the back of your mind, how many other, patrons have been before me? A
couple drinks.
I don't drink
and
that
And I'm telling
much.
You,
you know
what
that.
If you see one that's like your dream girl, whatever your dream girl is, big, small, tall, skinny, dark.
You know what the problem is with you, Eric? You don't do too many things. Every time Andy brings something up, well, I don't do that. Well, I don't, you know.
Yeah, just do it. You're
you
going
need
to Paris.
Do more things.
Live a little. Do a prostitute. You don't think that would be a great story?
You don't eat fish, so that rules out half the women.
What? Certainly in
Only
Vegas.
Half the women?
I think it'd be a great...
Yeah, it would be a great story for you in this
and
little
for
radio
you.
Show.
You can tell us how hot she was. Like, we don't know. She might have been on
an ugly skank. It's one of those things like pornography. You know it when you see it or hear it.
And they wear perfume, so...
Oh,
right.
Stop, Fred.
It, you know, disguises the smell.
Right.
Is it part of the game, like shooting it into the right hole?
What's that from? I don't remember that one.
Oh.
And no, with them, I think you can pay and shoot in any hole you want.
Oh boy, here we go. All right, let's go to the.
I'll just be happy if there's like a if there's an Egypt Redux, or if there's like you know a.
What the hell does that mean? Don't just be happy. Chatting with some girl and playing Scrabble.
Egypt Redux.
Until you're naked and she's naked and you're touching, don't be happy.
Yeah,
that's the end goal. Don't be happy. You're like the Patriots from the last couple of years. Ooh, we're in the playoffs and get blown out. No, that's not fun. Super Bowl is fun. Winning Super Bowls is fun.
You know what? I think Andy's onto something. The first thing you should do is this. Get this
you
out of the
way. You
want to
make $5 the hard
way? So then you can enjoy your vacation without
Wouldn't
wondering.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah.
I'm not going to
pay. Wait a minute.
Listen. This is how it'll work. You've been trying so hard and had so much rejection. The first day you're there, you go to a brothel, you get the
get it done.
And then, miraculously, all of a sudden you're banging other women because you like you just have this air
that's
about
right.
you, this
right.
confidence.
That's what will happen.
This cock in your walk or whatever.
What did you say?
Said he's going to get his swag back.
Exactly. Oh. And then you'll come back with the greatest story ever. Yes, I had to pay for the first one, but that got the ball rolling.
Right.
And baby, was it rolling.
And then the pressure's off. Then you don't have to think about it. You can enjoy your vacation. You can
it's like you're coming back from an ACL and you're going to get that first hit
I'm
out of the way.
I'm certainly not
going
to be on vacation thinking about
it.
The pressure
sex.
Of having to come back. No, having to come back and tell a story on this radio
you
show.
You should be thinking about sex. That should
be
your
goal. I think about that all the
in
time.
Paris. Yeah. Getting sex. They don't know you there. They don't know you're pompous and annoying. You'll fit
cock
right in.
Pick.
I was just going to say.
Cock
gonna,
cock
how will they know the difference? Right. They might like the way you talk. Anything. Just go for it. Go all in.
Okay, but, you know, there's. I know it's a remote possibility, but there might be a chance that I don't have to pay for it.
But
yeah,
there
but
is.
Not
get
on
that
the
out
first
of the way.
Day. You're not
what
getting unlucky
the
on the first day. Get this over with on the first day, and then
this
the
is
rest
like
is
like a six-hour flight. How do you know there won't be somebody?
Oh, see, he's all negative.
This, how do you know?
He's all negative.
I'm negative. You haven't had any in 8 years. It's not going to happen on an airplane
it's
like
unconfirmed.
It's a penthouse forum.
You never know.
Plus, you're picky. If
yes,
if you were going to bang any fat
picky.
Girl around, then yes, maybe you could get lucky. But you're not going to. So
then
the only way you're going to get quality is pay for it. So get that out of the way, and I'm telling you, there's a chance that it just sets things free. And you can just flow.
Yeah.
Put hand on
let's go to the phones. Anthony's in Naples. Hey,
Anthony. I can totally add
well
to
timed.
This conversation.
Good.
Listen, I think you guys are going about it a little bit the wrong way. This is what Eric needs to do. Eric's standards are way, way, way too high. He needs to have somebody slap him into reality and be like, dude, you're like a five or a six, so that's what you got to be looking for. But anyways, and
unless he pays, if he pays, he can look higher.
Yeah, but he's not a dog. He's not that type of dude that's like, oh, I'm gonna pay for it and just bang it.
He's a dog in heat. He hasn't humped a leg in 8 years.
Stop throwing
or any other part of the body.
Eric, I'm seriously trying to help you. This is what you need to do. You want to live in an area like let's like look at it like real estate. You want to live in a really expensive area, but you don't want to pay the mortgage, or you can't afford to pay the mortgage. Okay, so the thing is, what you need to do, you need to find a house, okay, or a fat
rent.
Chick. All right, you get a fat chick, not like obese where she has like stretch marks or anything, but somebody
Anthony's
with a little bit lower
here.
Confidence, you know, where you can take her and just kind of influence her as into working out, and then you'll get the ideal girl that you want. And generally speaking, fat girls always have a great personality, so you can at least get along with her in the beginning until she gets her body.
And they try harder.
Exactly. They're more, yeah. Eric, you need to lower your standards. That's your problem. And you're not getting any younger, dude. You're not. You're not in your 20s. You're in your mid-30s.
Late 30s.
Late 30s?
Almost 40, knocking on the door. Gerard Mayo thought he was 50.
He was
kidding. Yeah, you got to get it out of your head that you're going to get a 20-year-old. They don't even look your way. You need somebody in their, like, lower 30s.
Unless
you're
mega rich.
With that.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other way you could go all in on this trip. Sell your house, your car, everything. Just get straight cash and just start spreading money over Paris. You'll get lucky. You'll have nothing to come home to. But
yeah, I'll just stay there.
Right.
Oh, it's infuriating. I've been listening to this show for
years. Why are you so mad, Anthony?
Because it's 6-7 years, it's the same story. I choose not to. No, you don't choose. You just can't. Okay? And you need to look at it a different way, dude. You need to wake the F up. Like, seriously, you need to wake up and just be like, you know what? I got to stop being picky. You really do. Like, oh my God, it's maddening.
All right. That's good.
Later.
That's good sound
All right,
advice,
Anthony.
Good sound advice.
Andy.
And with that, we'll.
Andy, I got one for you.
Oh, what do you got?
To piggyback on Anthony's point.
Yeah.
My dad always told me fat chicks are like mopeds. They're fun to ride as your friends. They're fun to ride as long as your friends don't see you doing it.
Lower your standards.
Good,
raise
good,
your average.
Good advice.
Not looking
from
to raise
your dad.
The average. I
from
like the standards
zero?
Where they are.
You like zero?
No,
you
I
like your average being zero.
I like
it's called
standards.
The Scalavino line. You know
I
the
like,
Mendoza line. You're the Scalavino line, flat line.
I like my standards.
Well, then
not changing
pay.
Them for anybody.
Okay, then. Pay.
But just remember,
it's
when you're on vacation,
story,
if you're not in bed by midnight, go home. All right. All right.
What,
that'll
what? That? What did he just
with
say?
A prostitute? That's my addition to Fred's sentence. If you're not in bed by midnight, get your wallet out, buy a prostitute, and go home.
All right. That'll be it for this edition of PFW in Progress. Want to thank Gerard Mayo. From livening up the show, that was great. We'll try to continue to have guests as we go along in the off season.
English
want to
teacher
Kevin,
Fred Kirsch,
Eric,
what,
yeah. Andy, and Paul's on holiday. We'll see you on
Is he
Thursday.
Trying to time it to the song.
Need his name up in lights, he just wants to be heard, whether it's the beat of the mic, he feels so unlike everybody else, alone, in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know, but no, he knows the code, it's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.